Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Government shutdown day two, no end in sight. A shutdown drama doing nothing to burnish the heavily tarnished image of Congress. Pennsylvanian Jim Feather visiting a national park in Maine.
Their job is to pass a budget, and if they're not doing their job, what are they doing down there? You know, if I just decided I didn't want to do my job, I wouldn't have a job anymore.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Recent AP NORC polling finds that 44% of Americans have hardly any confidence in the way lawmakers on Capitol Hill are handling their jobs. About half of those surveyed had only some confidence, and only 6% said they had a high level of confidence in the people running Congress. And the findings could be worse now, since the poll was taken before the government shutdown.
Two Delta Airlines regional jets collided on the taxiway in New York's LaGuardia Airport last night. At least one person injured. The wing of an aircraft that was getting ready to take off for Roanoke, Virginia, hit the fuselage of an aircraft arriving from Charlotte, North Carolina. Israeli Navy soldiers have boarded vessels and detained dozens of activists from a flotilla that was attempting to break Israel's blockade of Gaza.
A video posted by Israel's foreign ministry shows the most prominent of the flotilla's activists, Greta Thunberg, sitting on a deck surrounded by Israeli soldiers. The global Samud flotilla was made up of more than 40 boats carrying about 500 people, including European parliamentarians, lawyers, and activists. Over the past month, its progress across the Mediterranean Sea has been a focus of international attention.
And that's the BBC's Yolande Nell. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures 64 points lower, NASDAQ futures 63 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is Dennis Prager for AmFed Coin and Bullion. There's something about the feel of a gold coin in your hand and the way the light reflects off its intricate details that has always captivated me. Nick Grovich, AmFed's owner, turned that same passion into his livelihood. Nick began collecting coins as a teen, and that interest grew into a nationally respected business offering only the finest quality coins at the most competitive prices. But the truth is that although Nick is a rare coin dealer, he doesn't believe in rare coins. Rare coins do not make sound investments, but they do make dealers a lot of money. See, that's part of what I respect about him. AmFed specializes in buying non-performing numismatic coins and turning them into gold or silver investments that provide liquidity and perform competitively against the market. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
Good Thursday morning. It's 6:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic with on the threes starts us off with Chuck Whitaker.
We have construction overnight northbound 95 after White Marsh going out towards the county line with Harford County. In that construction, there was a wreck overnight. So right now, traffic north coming up from the Beltway through White Marsh and going up through that area looks to be still in a single lane. That's the main line of 95. The express lanes are open, so you have that option if you're coming north from the Beltway, and the express lanes are moving okay. But there is a backup on 95 beginning before the bridge at White Marsh Boulevard. Minor wreck reported about 10 minutes ago. You might still see them there. It's on the shoulder on the VW Parkway southbound near the airport cutoff. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a chilly start to the day with temperatures beginning in the upper 40s, low 50s. Bright and sunny this afternoon with highs headed for the low 70s. Clear skies and cool temperatures again tonight. Lows fall into the low 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, it's a bit brisker today than it has been earlier this week. Pikesville right now, 47 degrees. Hunt Valley has 50 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Maryland Governor Wes Moore delivered a Wednesday night address on the federal government shutdown. Speaking on Maryland Public Television, Moore said Washington, D.C. broke its pact with all 50 states, and the President of the United States couldn't close a deal on making health care more affordable. The governor says the state will do everything in its power to deliver relief to those who are struggling, but no state is prepared to fill the gap created by the administration. BWI Airport remains open and operational during the federal government shutdown. Essential federal services like security screening, air traffic control, and customs are operating with no immediate impact from the shutdown. Officials say services like parking, concessions, and customer service are not affected since they are not dependent upon federal funding. Mayor Brandon Scott says Baltimore's homicide rate is continuing its historic decline. As of October 1st, the city has only recorded 103 homicides compared to 150 at the same time last year. Non-fatal shootings are also down, with 244 to date. By this time in 2024, the city had already recorded more than 300 non-fatal shootings, and in 2023, there were nearly 500 non-fatal shootings. And the MDTA says the first Key Bridge test pile has now been installed in the Patapsco River. In all, 12 steel piles will be installed and evaluated for load-bearing capacity and the potential to be part of the new bridge. The bridge was struck by a cargo ship, as you will remember, in March 2024, leading to the collapse of the span and the deaths of six construction workers. It's a 6:05 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Pick three lottery number from last night, 079. You pick 4-5007. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Comcast Business can help turn your small business into a connected, secure, modern business. It's how retailers become constantly connecting must-visit shops. How restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How healthcare offices become the data-protecting caregivers that we all depend on. And how wealth management firms become cyber-securing guardians of your information. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, and Wi-Fi backup, your business can stay connected and get threat-ready with Comcast Business. Powering possibilities.
Get started with our reliable business internet. Plus, stay connected when you add Wi-Fi backup for just $35 a month and ask about a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Call today. Restrictions apply. Wireless Connect requires business internet for additional monthly charge. Taxes and other fees extra. Prepaid card offer ends 11/16/25.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And Gary has the morning off. I'm Sean Casey. It's brought to you by the Comfort Guys, Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Ravens will be back home this weekend. The Ravens will face the Texans on Sunday. Ravens have won their last six meetings with Houston. Quarterback Lamar Jackson, linebacker Roquan Smith, among the eight players that did not practice for the Ravens yesterday. Jackson suffered a hamstring injury during Sunday's loss to the Chiefs. In playoff baseball games last night, the L.A. Dodgers advancing to the NLDS after taking down the Reds 8-4 in Game 2. Elsewhere in the National League, other wild card series, Manny Machado, remember him, and the San Diego Padres shut out the Chicago Cubs 3-0 to force a decisive Game 3 in the Windy City. Over in the American League, Aaron Judge and the Yankees kept their season alive with a 4-3 victory over the Boston Red Sox in the Bronx. Elsewhere, Bo Naylor and the Cleveland Guardians topple the AL Central rival Detroit Tigers 6-1 to force a win or go home contest later today. And that's a look at Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680, WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County, the right choice for Maryland. It is Thursday, October 2nd, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
And coming up in this hour, Maryland Republicans demanding answers over the illegal alien school superintendent who is registered to vote here. Democrats hate the sombrero memes. Top story, though, Governor Tax Moore blaming guess who for the Schumer shutdown.
In the President of the United States, the chief executive of this country, has a simple responsibility to run a functioning government, not to shut it down. Well, the idea of running a functioning government, we've seen that the president has failed in that responsibility and has abandoned his duty to the states and his duty to the people. Leaders at the highest levels of government and inside the White House itself are looking at each and every one of us, all 50 states, and saying, you're now on your own.
Well, I think Governor Moore has forgotten his constitutional, if you ever studied the Constitution. Yeah, he is the chief executive, but there's also other branches of government.
It's like being the president of a corporation. You still have a board of directors.
Yeah. There's a legislative branch. And, you know, all this, not one mention of the Democrat role in all of this. Yesterday.
Oh, he sure sounds like he's running for president.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm sorry. For a guy who says, I'm not running, that was a I want to run for president speech.
Yeah. And, of course, there he was with, again, the lieutenant governor, the congressional Democrat. I think the only ones that weren't there were Van Hollen and also Brooks. I think everybody else from the Democrat Party were there yesterday. And Moore says he's the king of staggering impacts. We should know, as the taxpayers here in the state of Maryland, $1.67 billion, largest tax increase in history. He says this shutdown, the Schumer shutdown, will have staggering impacts.
On October 1st, the federal government shut down. Not by accident, but by choice. Washington failed to govern. They broke the bond that they have with our states and its people. And now families all across our state are left to deal with the fallout. This shutdown will have staggering impacts on Maryland. Health coverage denied, wages lost, programs shuttered, and projects scrapped. But here in Maryland, we believe in our federal workers. We make thank you for your service actually mean something. And we will never stop protecting each other. We are going to keep our state government open.
Yeah, well, you have to. It's mandated by the Constitution.
Kind of your job.
The state constitution, that's your job. But the only thing you left out is that people will die.
Yeah.
You know? People will die as a result of this shutdown. Look, we've been warning about this for, you know, how many years?
Yeah.
This nasty continuing resolution crap, you know, past 12 single subject appropriation bills you'll never have to worry about is shutdown nonsense. But this is politics.
Yeah.
It's all it is. And the Democrats, this is a Joe Biden bill. This is the continuing clean resolution is spending at the Biden level, something that Van Hollen, also Brooks, and every other Democrat voted for in the past year.
6:13 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Here is Charles Whitaker.
The one slowdown is 95 north after White Marsh Boulevard. Construction overnight and then a wreck in that construction area getting up towards the bridge at Joppa Road and before the Harford County line. The pace is a little bit better right now, which could indicate that the accident vehicles may be gone, but there was still a delay for the traffic north from White Marsh Boulevard. And then beyond that, the guys are there already this morning again. Northbound 95, they're working in the area north of Route 24 and already blocking the right lane. The west side beltway fills in just a bit between I-70 and Frederick Road. Up to this point early, have not seen any big problems, but the building traffic south at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. Excuse me. The end of this cough, you know how it is. Where was I? Oh, traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Oh, great. Now I got a cough button installed down there.
What else do you want? What else? I had it. I just didn't turn it.
Yeah. Yes, I had it. I just don't like it.
Well, listen, people know you can clear your throat. Sometimes you have to.
What good is it for, then?
All right. That's what I said about you, Mr.
Thank you very much.
That's right.
Oh, wow. I feel the love this morning. Yeah. Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast is going to be a cloudy start today, but we'll see some sunshine a little bit later on. Highs about 71 by this afternoon, and tonight clear and lows around 50. Right now, we're in the upper 40s in the burbs. And 48 in Ellicott City. Let's see, is that the... I think that's the... Oh, no, wait, 47 in Forest Hill.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so it has begun. Fall is here officially.
That's too much.
Yeah, exactly. This week, a lucky person won $1 million on a Wheel of Fortune. But enough about Ryan Seacrest's paycheck.
That's every night.
Exactly. Is there any show that he's not on? That's the question.
No, not really. I don't blame him.
During the Schumer shutdown, one part of the government will not be disrupted. Lawmakers in Congress will still receive their paychecks.
I was so concerned about that.
Yeah.
And I really,
That's just wrong.
It is, on so many levels.
Yep.
It seems the only thing on either side of the aisle that everyone agrees on is putting their signatures on the backs of their checks.
Yeah.
The rest of us have to go scrambling for them. President Trump has teamed up with Pfizer to sell its drugs directly to consumers at discounted prices at a government website called TrumpRx.gov. Apparently, Eric Swalwell's already ordered 6 months' worth of Viagra. Police in Munich, Germany,
last no week,
have reopened Oktoberfest after a bomb threat closed it down. Apparently, someone ordered a Jaeger bomb and they just got confused.
Yeah, that'll do it.
The White House withdrawn the nomination of economist E.J. Antoni to lead the Bureau of Labor Statistics. He's a great conservative, Heritage Foundation guy. Do you want to know the reason why?
Why?
Caroline Leavitt said he doesn't have the votes. Collins and Murkowski wouldn't even meet with the guy.
Wow.
They wouldn't even sit down with him to hear his thoughts.
Jeez.
It's unbelievable. Murkowski also refused to vote for Hung Cao. Remember when we had one as a guest of yours? Navy SEAL from Virginia. Much concern in Hollywood over the AI-generated actress Tilly Norwood.
She's good, man.
Everyone in Hollywood is a total fake, so what's new?
When you strip away all that fake tinsel and puffery, then what you find is real tinsel and real puffery.
Right. After a two-day blackout, the internet finally back up in Afghanistan. That's the good news. The bad news is that AOL, Afghanistan Online, no longer offers write-up service. So there you have it. Just incredible. In any event. So it's 6:17, 17 minutes after the hour. I forgot what I loaded.
Goodbye.
Yes.
You didn't tell me goodbye. So
no.
Thank you, Chris. I forgot to write it down on my paper here, so thanks for the reminder. Anyway, the Schumer shutdown is in full regalia. And yesterday at the White House press briefing, Caroline Leavitt played the message you get now when you call the White House comment line. It's in her voice, and here's what it sounds like.
Thank you for calling. Calling the White House comment line.
Hello, America. This is White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt. Democrats in Congress have shut down the federal government because they care more about funding health care for illegal immigrants than they care about serving you, the American people. Until Democrats vote for the clean, Republican-backed continuing resolution to reopen the government, the White House is unable to answer your call or respond to your questions. We look forward to hearing from you again very soon. And in the meantime, please know President Trump will never stop fighting for you. Thank you, and God bless you.
P.S. The Saburo memes will continue as long as they can.
Well, they can't pull them down because they're not working, you know. So
yeah.
Otherwise, I'm sure they'd pull them down this morning.
Hey, by the way, a little bit later on, right after the 7 o'clock news, Dr. Oz, the administrator for CMS, the Centers for Medicaid and Medicare Services, is going to join us to talk about the shutdown.
That's quite a get, Chris.
And great job, Kristen, on that booking. And he's going to talk about autism and vaccines and the drug prices. A lot of news coming out of the healthcare sector of late with the Trump administration. So Dr. Oz is going to be with us right after the 7 o'clock news at the top of the hour. So we're talking about Governor Moore. He's blaming President Trump. He went through this laundry list of stuff that they're going to pay for here in the state of Maryland. My question is, who pays?
I've directed state agencies to employ contingency plans that will help to make sure that federal programs can continue to operate in our state for now. We will ensure that state employees supported with federal funding continue to get paid for as long as possible. Federal programs administered by the state will continue to support working families through Medicaid and SNAP and TANF. We will also provide greater flexibility to Head Start programs and ensure that veterans maintain access to essential resources.
So the only thing I was able to find out is that if you're a federal employee and you are laid off or you're obviously shut down, you're not essential, you can apply for unemployment in the state of Maryland. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, once you are hired back, if you are hired back, you have to repay your funds with your federal paycheck.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's just a transfer.
Yeah.
But these other programs that he's talking about, who's going to pay for that? Where's that money coming from?
Well, Governor Moore says that it's Donald Trump's fault, so I assume that Donald Trump will simply write a personal check.
Yeah. So we'll have to wait and see. Okay, more from the governor. Get your calls and comments as well. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at themorningdrive@WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagerich.
The Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville is having a spectacular pig roast, September 19th and 20th. But there's never a time from the moment you arrive. The aroma will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, homemade desserts that tastes just like mom made, and so much more. While you're there, stop by Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas and unbeatable value. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturdays 8 to 4. Start a new tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market, York Road in Cockeysville.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Join Press Box's Glenn Clark and Rita Hubbard immediately following every Ravens game for Project Game Day. Their live streaming post-game show, Project Game Day. Following every Ravens game only at PressBoxOnline.com. That's PressBoxOnline.com.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Good morning. It's 6:23 Thursday morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, the man who knows all about traffic. He has his nose to the pavement every morning for us. It's Chuck Whitaker.
I'm looking for nickels and dimes.
I see.
Maybe a couple of quarters, whatever the case may be.
Or crumbs.
Yeah. To be clear, Chuck, that those white lines on the highway, they're paint.
Okay. Mr. Case, I heard what you said. I thought there was love in the room, but apparently not. Speaking of crumbs, how are you guys this morning?
We're doing well, thanks.
That's very nice. Gonna play that game all day, Arvin. It's all right. It's all right. Chucky comes prepared.
It's all right.
You good rat bastards. I'll tell you what. The construction and the accident pretty much gone now. A little work still there, right around Joppa Road, northbound 95 after White Marsh. So that's getting better. Then you get up a little further into Harford County, and that contractor's already working in the right lane, northbound at Route 24, 76-mile marker. Nothing major yet on the Beltway. Looking at the west side right here at Dogwood Road, I-70. That's good. Liberty Road looks to be in pretty good shape as well. And let me just go back around 70. 795. Yeah, the pace is not bad from 795 to Frederick Road. Parkville side will begin to fill in just a bit right there at Hartford Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, it is going to be a chilly start to the day, and then sunshine will be abound and back in the low 70s today by this afternoon. Clear and cooler tonight. Lows near 50. In fact, we're at 52 right now in the city, 50 in Middle River.
It will abound?
It will abound.
Okay.
Yes. Governor Tex Moore is out there with his blaming President Trump. It's all President Trump's fault. He said that he should use his chief executive authority to keep the government open. I thought they had this whole thing with no kings.
Yeah.
Remember that? No right. King's Day and no king. And of course, now they want him to act like a king.
Exactly.
With his chief executive authority. It doesn't work that way. There are two sides to this coin. And of course, he is completely ignored the Democrat role in the Schumer shutdown.
A prerequisite for keeping the government open should not be forcing people to have their premiums jump. So on behalf of the 6.5 million Marylanders, my message to President Trump is clear. Stop this shutdown. You're the one causing it. We're the ones dealing with it.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's all Trump's fault. All of it is Trump's fault.
That Trump.
So let's look at the facts here. The facts are clean continuing resolution keeps spending at the levels that Joe Biden had put in place, that every single Democrat that was in Congress at the time voted for. So the Democrats voted for that, this level of spending.
Yeah.
This clean CR only maintains that. Doesn't add to it, doesn't take anything away. Just maintains it all the way through November 21st. So the Democrats voted for it then, why not now? And why can't he mention that? Because he's got no leadership skills. When you're constantly pointing the finger at somebody else, you have failed as a leader. Okay? Number two, the Democrats did try to get illegal aliens health care. And it was taken out in one big, beautiful bill.
Yeah.
And now they're trying to
do it again.
Strike that provision out.
Yeah.
And they wanted that. And the fact that Obamacare, the Unaffordable Care Act, had, again, these provisions and these tax credits for people that could not afford health care, we're paying for them.
Okay? And then, of course, you add on the public radio, public TV funds they want to have restored. There's a consequence to elections, and it's nice to go out this back door, I suppose. You can somehow pull it off. But I thought we've pretty much decided public radio and public TV, they can fend for themselves.
So, but this is their negotiating tactic. Instead of what they should do, you don't shut down the government or slow it down, whatever you want to say, over policy differences. Okay, you just don't do it. Because there is going to be an impact on,
yep.
I don't know what kind of delays we're going to see at BWI. TSA lines are going to probably be longer. Is the TSA even working? I'm sure they are, but they're not going to get paid until the shutdown is over. Air traffic controllers, same thing. Military, same thing. Now, we do know, we'll hear from Dr. Oz at the top of the hour, Social Security checks and of course, Medicare and Medicaid will still be funded. So we'll get the update on him from him on that. But you don't leverage your policy differences in order to shut down the government, especially when you lost an election and you lost both houses. And now you have this kind of this is crying over spilled milk.
Yep.
And they're putting a lot of people out. So it really is the Democrats who are responsible for this. The House passed the bill. It went over to the Senate where they could only find three Democrats. They needed seven because of the filibuster rule. That's another thing. I'm not mm-hmm. sure Wes Moore understands what the filibuster is or how it works in our government. Because all you needed was seven Democrats. This is, the Republicans have both houses. Yeah, that's true. But in the Senate, there's a filibuster. You need 60 votes to invoke cloture. And go on and pass the bill. So you only have, and it's 53 Republicans in the Senate, so you only have three across, and you need five more.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we are today, folks, and we'll get more from Governor Moore a little bit later on in the program.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM, for those of you who are looking at your health and saying, man, it really could be a bit better than it is right now, let me recommend you check out the product line at Rescue, R-E-S-Q. If you're feeling run down right now, for example, skip the quick fixes that wear off pretty fast. You know, super amounts of caffeine, not good for you. Fuel your day the natural way with Rescue Orasine. The unique supplement works at a cellular level to help your body produce steady, lasting energy so you can power through work, power through family, power through whatever life brings your way. Plus, it supports a healthy heart and blood pressure, giving you daily support to feel your best. Right now, you can get a special buy one, get one free deal. Just use the code MYENERGY when you order RES-Q Orasine today. That's Rescue Orasine. 800-26-ALIVE. That's 800-262-5483. Speak with a friendly Rescue product consultant, or you can visit res-q.com online and enter the code MYENERGY at checkout. Don't miss out. Double up on your daily energy support with the limited offer, Rescue Orasine, lasting energy naturally. Get it now at res-q.com.
6:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. The MDTA says the first Key Bridge test pile has now been installed in the Patapsco River. And all 12 steel piles will be installed and evaluated for load-bearing capacity and the potential to be part of a new bridge. The bridge was struck by a cargo ship on March of 2024, leading to the collapse of the span and the death of six construction workers. Funding for a rebuild passed by Congress in December before Donald Trump became president. Last month, Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy sent a letter to Wes Moore questioning the project's cost, timeline, and what he called unconstitutional race and gender-based contracts. Policies. Boulder County Police investigating a deadly accident in Dundalk. Police say a pickup struck a skateboarder Merritt Boulevard and Westfield Road shortly before 6 a.m. Wednesday. The victim, Jose Romero Alvarez, was taken to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. Police say the driver involved in the crash remained at the scene. The investigation is ongoing. A bouncer faces an aggravated assault charge after a video of his chokehold on a man in Federal Hill went viral. The September 27th incident happened outside the Cross Street Public House, and Wednesday, 41-year-old Kevin Weaver surrendered to Baltimore police. He is the bouncer. Weaver reportedly worked for a security service and was not employed by the Cross Street Public House restaurant, no longer using a security company. Maryland's Anthony Brown has joined a coalition of 21 attorneys general in filing a lawsuit to block new restrictions on federal funding to support survivors of domestic violence and other violent crimes. The lawsuit challenges a rule barring states from using Victims of Crime Act, Burn Justice Assistance Grants, and Violence Against Women Act funds to provide services to undocumented immigrants. 6:32 in 60 seconds, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month, and LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication on your accounts, report phishing, and update your software on all your devices. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock not only alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information, but also fixes identity theft guaranteed or your money back. So stay smart, stay safe, and stay protected with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use the promo code BECK. Terms do apply.
Progressive presents Employee of the Month. Small Business Edition. Today's recipient from Terry's Tiny Homes, Terry! Sure, as the only employee of her company, Terry was probably the front runner, but saving money getting personalized discounts with a commercial auto quote from Progressive, well, that gave Terry the edge. Over Terry.
Terry! Terry!
Keep awkwardly chanting your own name, Terry. You deserve it.
Woo!
Be your own Terry. See if you could save in as little as 8 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Pick 3 Lottery 079. Pick 4, 5007. And now Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
We mentioned earlier there was construction overnight and then a wreck in the construction, 95 North after White Marsh Boulevard. We still saw the cones in the roadway, and it looks like now, for about 10 minutes, it got a little bit better. Now we're backed up again from White Marsh Boulevard heading out to the Baltimore County and the Harford County line. So they may be removing a vehicle from the accident scene. In the meantime, if you have access to the express lanes coming up from the Beltway, that's the way to go. You can always hop off at Route 40 and go up Route 40 to Mountain Road and then come back over to the interstate. But a pretty good size backup right now on 95 northbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a chilly start to the day with temperatures beginning in the upper 40s, low 50s. Bright and sunny this afternoon with highs headed for the low 70s. Clear skies and cool temperatures again tonight. Lows fall into the low 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary has a day off, and Stein on Sports brought to you by Greven Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Ravens back at it this weekend against the Texans on Sunday. They won the last six meetings with Houston. Lamar Jackson and linebacker Roquan Smith out and did not practice for Baltimore. Probably won't play this week. That means that Cooper Rush will be the signal caller for the Ravens. Jackson suffered that hamstring injury during Sunday's loss to the Chiefs. Commanders get their quarterback back. Washington signal caller Jaden Daniels practiced in full for the first time since suffering a knee injury. They're on the road to take on the Chargers in L.A. this weekend. Capitals will continue their preseason schedule tonight. Washington returns home to face the Bruins. Caps beat Boston 5-2 in their first exhibition game behind a 4-point night from Sonny Milano. The teams will also face off to open up the regular season next week. The Maryland football team returns from its bye. The Terrapins will play the first conference home game Saturday against Washington. This will be the first meeting between the schools on the gridiron since they became conference mates. And the second all-time. A win would give Maryland its second 5-0 start in the past three seasons. Now the college football season continues this week. Georgetown returns home for a game against Morgan State. The Hoyas lost three in a row. Towson also has home games this weekend against conference foe Elon. In baseball, in the playoffs, the Dodgers advanced to the NLDS after taking down the Reds 8-4 in game two. Over in the other National League game, Padres shut out the Cubs 3-0 to force a decisive game three today in Chicago. Aaron Judge and the Yankees keep their season alive, evening it up 4-3 with a victory over the Red Sox and the Bronx. And, of course, the Cleveland Guardians topping the Tigers 6-1. They force a win-or-go-home contest later today. And that's a look at Stein on Sports.
Attention federal employees. Are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those, too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
In a world of rising grocery and gas prices, jacked up interest rates, and increased insurance rates, there's one thing that remains an incredible value. In fact, it's free with no monthly fees. Download the WCBM mobile app today for your favorite shows, news, sports, traffic, and weather, and all the info and entertainment you need. Listen or stream us live. Download the app and stay connected with Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
637, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. As always, thank you so very much for having us in this and every single day. We do appreciate it. The meme war continues in Washington. Apparently, this is not affected by the government shutdown. Now, it could be that people who are generating memes for the government don't get paid till after the shutdown is over, but it continues. And boy, is it a burr under the saddle of some on the Democrat side, including one woman who serves as a congressperson. Her name is Teresa Vega Fernandez. I think she's from New Mexico. I'm not positive of that. She hates the sombrero. She thinks this is just the worst thing to come along since, like, forever.
They are without shame, those Republicans. Cid Renarenza. And you know what? The biggest Cid Renarenza, the biggest person without shame, is President Trump. Because he has been pushing for this shutdown for weeks. He said, let's have a shutdown. Let's make sure that we shut out Democrats in this process. I don't think a White House meeting would be useful or productive.
Oh, you got to argue that somehow it would have been. And from what we've seen, ma'am, it would not have been. What's the use of sitting down with somebody when they say, we want a continuing resolution for 45 days that you add for that 45 days, $1.5 trillion of spending, and that you're not going to budge on that? What's the point of having a conversation? I mean, you're burning sunlight here, as they say in the film business. It makes no sense whatsoever. But she continues.
What does that shameful man do? After a meeting where you're supposed to be working out details, where you're supposed to be negotiating a deal, you post something that draws a sombrero and a mustache on the leader with whom you're supposed to be negotiating. That's not how you get to a deal. That looks like a little six-year-old having a temper tantrum.
I look more like a nine-year-old having a temper tantrum.
That looks like a little six-year-old that any mother would be ashamed of their child doing that. But while America's healthcare is in crisis, Trump is doodling.
Okay.
Yeah. Who's responsible for American healthcare being in crisis? It's Obamacare.
Oh, my God. It's just the outrage, the faux outrage is kind of fascinating to watch. I mean, there are some people in D.C. who do outrage really well on both sides of the aisle.
Remember,
it's a subspecialty.
Obamacare passed without a single Republican vote. It was negotiated behind closed doors. Remember, it was Crazy Nancy who said, we got to pass the bill before we find out what's in it. What we found out what's in it is that the insurance companies cashed in big time.
You know why the Republicans didn't vote for it? Because they were all busy drawing memes of Democrats with sombreros.
Yes.
Well, I think it's funny. The president's joking, and we're having a good time. You can negotiate in good faith while also poking a little bit of fun at some of the absurdities of the Democrats' positions and even, you know, poking some fun at the absurdity of the Democrats themselves.
That, of course, J.D. Vance, a little kerfuffle. And the thing is, you got to look at this in a little strategic situation here. So the Democrats, some of them are not going to focus on being mad about the sombrero, but they're not focused on coming to some kind of an agreement because outrage is fun for them. Look, it's fun for any politician. Man, if you get a good rant, get some good outrage going, it kind of gets the blood pumping. It's kind of fun. Hey, talk radio, same thing. You know, yep. You get some outrage going, man, it just kind of juices you right up.
Well, the first meme was Hakeem Jeffries in a sombrero with a Pancho Villa mustache.
Yes.
And then after the criticism came, the second meme was both Chuck and Chuck Schumer and Hakeem wearing sombreros.
And the third, by the way, was AI audio of Chuck Schumer saying stuff that obviously we can't put on the air. But
it was funny.
It was funny, nonetheless. So that's where we are, folks. Until they stop all this silliness, look, they're going to shut down. What's going to happen to those employees who are still around following this? They get all the money back. So it's like, well, okay, I hope you have savings to go on for a week or two because that's what this is going to take, and then you'll get your back payback. It's all over here. So they don't really have much at stake here. They really don't, unless now the dynamic changes and Donald Trump says, well, okay, we can't afford to keep all you guys around, so we're going to lose 10% from Health Human Services, we're going to lose 7% from, I mean, every single department. That happens, then they'll have then it'll be their dog in the fight, basically.
Yeah, Tim texting into the program this morning saying, do you like how they keep referring to the illegals as Americans?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because
Latin Americans.
I just want everyone to have health care, including the illegals, which now are just have been dropped completely. There's no pretense at all. It's not undocumented. No. It's not new Marylanders. It's not new. It's just Americans.
Well, if you live in Bolivia, you're an American. You're a South American.
Yeah.
You know, if you live in Argentina, you're a South American. They're all Americans, don't you know? Except, of course, those Americans who are coming from China. They're probably... Well, they're Chinese-American. I guess it still works out for them in one way or another.
They're hyphenated Americans.
Hyphenated Americans. 6:43 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Yeah, some Rosie O'Donnell coming up for you. She's a trip. She escaped over to Ireland so she could be on our minds all the time instead of never. Right now it's time for Chuck Whitaker. Traffic and weather on the threes once again. Hey, Chaz.
Hey, man. She's a trip, all right. She's a speed bump.
Yes.
Speed bump of life.
Yeah, wouldn't want to run over that, because sooner or later you may have to look down and see what it looks like. It's just not good.
It'll damage your undercarriage, man.
It'll take your oil pan right off. That hurts.
That's right.
The outer loop, Liberty Road. Here we go.
Got a wreck there in the left-hand lane now. Looks like the two inside lanes are blocked. So for right now, we're getting by squeezing over to the right already. The backup back to 795. 795 going to have a little problem as well merging in to the outer loop. Once you clear that bridge at Old Court Road, you see it there every day. Just try to stay over as far right as you can. Been a bad wreck. Prince George's County, Route 214, right at the Capitol Beltway. Several lanes were blocked. 95 is still a problem area northbound, leaving White Marsh towards Harford County. Construction overnight, and then there was a wreck in the construction zone northbound. So the main line, which is the far right side of the road, is still backed up. The express lanes are the better bet. If you're coming up towards the Beltway, you have access to the express lanes. Take that. You go by. But then in Harford County, they blocked the right lane again with construction northbound at Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, chilly start to the day, but we get some sunshine and then highs in the low 70s a bit later on, back down around 50 tonight. Tomorrow again, sunny, low 70s. Right now, a chilly 48 in Bel Air, a little warmer in the city, 51. And time to head out to the Chuck Wagon, latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners, in the name...
Hello, Johnson.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Guess who's coming back with the reopening and a rebranding? Chi-Chi's restaurants. Back with a grand reopening of their flagship store in Minnesota. They'll be selling their classic menu items like chimichangas, tacos, deep-fried Mexican ice cream, and all the goodies. I remember the one in Timonium.
Yeah, yeah.
It was good. They ate there a lot.
I was laying in the parking lot with Joe Lombardo there one time.
Well, that was his usual position.
I know. Were you? I was down there with him.
Chuck, just a matter of curiosity, were you laying there or were you lying there? It's a difference. I'm just wondering.
It doesn't. We were actually rolling.
If you were laying there, what did you lay?
Right. Eggs.
Eggs. We were
listen, Rhodes Scholar.
You are a Rhodes Scholar then.
R-O-A-D-S.
Yes.
Hey,
this is a great idea. Holiday Inn Express is launching a world-first hotel experience with a scent-based alarm clock.
Oh.
So, beeps and buzzers are gone. The Holiday Inn Express breakfast alarm clock, brand new device that wakes you up to the smell of breakfast instead. You could wake up to the smell of coffee, bacon, and blueberry muffin. Which would you prefer?
Sauerkraut. Because that stuff I'll just roll over.
That's
back
not
to
for
sleep.
Breakfast. It's hard.
Sauerkraut.
It's hard to go back to sleep after smelling sauerkraut, believe me.
That's what that's
yes,
exactly
is.
Right.
Especially if it's under the covers.
Yeah, really.
I think coffee is probably the best. Although bacon's is a good one as well.
Bacon's good. Yeah. I like the muffins.
Martha Stewart used to waft the smell of fresh baked bread into all the guest rooms in her house. I don't know if this is before or after prison, but it's a fact.
Yeah. That's a Clearwater Sheridan, they call Chuck the Muffin Man. So maybe that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is.
I was in the Jim Baker suite. What else am I going to do?
Right. It was the Muffin Suite.
It was a Muffin Art.
Muffin Man.
Dairy Queen spinning up the new Oreo Reese's Blizzard as its October Blizzard of the Month. So you get the blended with Oreo cookies and Reese's peanut butter cups together in that Blizzard.
That's good.
Yeah. And Chick-fil-A's new Side Quest is a coffee concept, as they're calling it Daybright. And they're going to launch it in Atlanta, and they're going to serve smoothies, cold-pressed juices, specialty coffees, along with a food menu completely distinct from Chick-fil-A. So
we're branching out. They have the out. Bruce edition, the not-so-bright.
Not-so-bright, yes. Just, look, I'm just here for comic relief, really. You know?
A lot of filling, but nothing to it.
Yes. That's right. At least he has a role.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's all right.
Actually, Chuck, I have a croissant.
That's right. Yeah, I understand. Tell that double agent Casey I ain't talking to him the rest of the morning.
I'll tell him. I'll pass along. When
tell
I see him.
Right now.
No, when I see him. He's,
when you see him.
Yeah, right. So my back is to him right now. So when I see him.
That's good. My back is to him, too.
Okay. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple.
Yeah, you hope. Goodbye.
6:48, 12 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. You're listening to Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, and, the left has just completely come unhinged. Donald Trump has broke so many Democrats.
Well, Rosie O'Donnell left the country because of Donald Trump.
Right.
She's over in Ireland right now. She does not look all that great, to be really straightforward. I don't know if she's simply decided to use jailbreak lighting or what the deal is on her continuing commentary. You take her words for what they are and ignore the personal appearance. And she is rabidly, orange man bad.
Do you see the videos people are putting up of their life in Portland? What, are you kidding me? You can't make up crises so that you can declare martial law and not have the elections in November, because we're all on to you. You can't go out with the talking points and ignoring the truth. No matter that Tangerine Trump, Mango Mussolini, wants you to.
Yeah, and what? Then, okay, I know. Plus, the election is not this November, Rosie.
She's running out of citrus.
Really, a disorientation going on there. She says that when you watch AI, this is something I didn't know, and of course, it's because it's not true. When you watch AI, you always see something on the screen.
We've seen AI. We could tell when it's AI, when there's a blue line across things. We could tell.
What? Wait, what?
Handing off different things to different people, like they're doing their Olympic choreography. They're not. If we are going to get reunited as a nation, we have to give each other benefit of the doubt.
Okay, now, just bear that in mind. She says, if we're going to get reunited as a country, we have to be more tolerant of one another. We have to speak more respectfully of one another. For example, this.
Tangerine Trump, Mango Mussolini.
Tangerine Trump, Mango Mussolini. Mango Mussolini. Mango Mussolini.
Thanks for defining terms for us, Rosie. Get back to your shillelagh.
Yeah. What's next? Pol Pot Clementine? I can't even fathom it. Best of the Morning Drive. Available each and every day at WCBM.com and on our Rumble and Facebook pages. It is brought to you by the Law Offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
This is State Senator Justin Reedy inviting you to join us for the Carroll County Republican Party's Lincoln-Reagan Dinner on Thursday, October 23rd at Fireside on Main in Hampstead. Hear from keynote speaker Congressman Scott Perry of Pennsylvania. The exclusive VIP reception begins at 5:30 p.m. and the general reception is at 7. Do not miss your chance to be part of Carroll County's premier Republican event.
Get your tickets today at ccgop.net before the October 15th deadline before it sells out. By authority of Joe Lehman Tresserer.
See you there.
Do you know a deserving family that needs help buying or selling your home? Vinny Steo of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty is waiving his commission, searching for that family. Submit your nomination at homewithvinny.com or WCBM.com before October 11th.
It's time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com.
Thursday morning, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Just can't get the sombreros. I keep seeing it.
I'll get you one.
I can't get it out of my mind.
I'll get you one.
We just wish. And the fake mustache has got to go with it.
Yes. Let's see what we can do.
Trump has this incredible ability to just get under people's skin and stay there.
Plus, of course, they're focusing on that rather than focusing on actually having a strong counter-argument why their point of view on budgetary issues, as an example, is stronger than his.
Well, because they don't have an argument. That's the problem. This is, as I said, a bill that was already passed, voted for by Democrats, Biden spending levels. And, of course, we bemoaned that last year as this was going to be a poison pill for Trump at some point. We got to get these single subject appropriation bills passed. I think 3 out of the 12 have been passed already. That's why we're at a clean CR. But this is Democrat spending. And now they wanted to go back and add additional $1.5
trillion. That's more than Chuck right. makes in a week and
that
a half.
That is, I'm sorry, Governor Moore, but that is leadership. When you say no, when your child says, I want another cookie, or I want a whole bag of candy, you say no. Hmm. So Trump is dealing with a bunch of children that, you know, he just has to tell them no, and he did.
Wow. I'm glad you never talked to my parents, because whenever I said I want another cookie, they said, sure, have a bag full. Have a whole sleeve of Oreos and get the hell out of here.
In Doug's case, in Irvington, it was a pallet at back.
That's right. 653. Talk Radio 680 WCMO. We don't bemoan Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
You haven't bemoaned in a long time, so why don't you just leave
it
there?
I know. It's been a while.
You don't work next to him.
No. No, I don't want to get in that ball game, only do I can tell you that.
Not
out
here bemoaning, I hear moaning as well.
Griping, complaining.
Mr. Casey, I realize it's your show, but you're going way too far so far.
That's right, yes, that's right. Let's spank him.
No, I would like to.
He'd like that too.
With an oar from a rowboat.
Okay.
Outer.
I doubt you could pick it up.
That's nice. Same cackling. Sounds like Walter Brennan. Outer loop of the Beltway at Liberty Road, left side of the road still affected there. And the backup is back beyond the ramp at 795. And it may be going back. Let me just look. Oh, yeah.
Ooh,
back
yeah.
all the way back to Reisterstown Road already. So that's a big problem. You're coming around the Beltway from Greenspring. You're trying to get over to Woodlawn. And right at Reisterstown Road comes to a stop there. As soon as you get south of 795, you need to stay to the center and the right. There's a new wreck near NASA on the BW Parkway northbound that could impact us coming up from the Capitol Beltway, 95 north. You're going to have problems. Had a wreck in the construction area overnight north of White Marsh. Big delay there. Probably better off taking Pulaski Highway right now out to Mountain Road in Harford County and then come back over to 95 to go around that. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast is going to be a nice day today. It starts off chilly, but sunny and low 70s. Tonight back down near 50, pretty much the same for tomorrow. Right now it is a clear but chilly morning. 54 in Annapolis. By the way, there's a coastal flood warning due to the tropical storm or hurricane. Was it Imelda? I think it was off the coast. Mm-hmm. Owings Mills, 48. Latest on the superintendent of Iowa's largest school district. This is this Ian Roberts. We dropped the doc because he never got his degree, his doctoral degree, according to Morgan State. He did attend Morgan State, but he did not complete the program. Now, listen to this. The Des Moines superintendent of schools basically said they hired him anyway. And once they leave, even after they learned about the misrepresentation. So here's a guy misrepresenting himself to become the superintendent of schools in Des Moines. You find out that he actually doesn't have a doctoral degree. And you hire him anyway. So what does that smack of? What does that stink of?
DEI.
Bingo. Big time. This is DEI on steroids. Well, the guy's not really qualified, but, you know, he is an African American or Guyana American. So we'll hire him anyway. Even though he's a serial con artist and a fraud. Maryland Freedom Caucus said state records show that Ian Roberts, recently arrested by ICE, has been registered to vote in Maryland for more than a decade, despite overstaying his visa, relocating to other states. Apparently, he did receive mail-in ballots, but he never cast a ballot, according to the State Board of Elections. Here is Delegate Matt Morgan.
He might have never voted, but still being on the voter rolls is concerning, because if it's happened with this guy, how do you know it hasn't happened 1,000 other times?
The answer is you don't.
No, the guy's not even a U.S. citizen.
You don't know. And that's the problem. We should protect the sanctity and the integrity of the franchise. And we don't have that. In the letter sent to Maryland State Administrator of Elections, Jared DeMarinis, the Freedom Caucus said Maryland law is unequivocal. Only U.S. citizens may register to vote under penalty of perjury. Yet your statement describes scenarios in which ineligible individuals, including non-citizens, can unintentionally register without facing penalties. How would someone unintentionally register to vote? Well, I'll tell you how it happens. Remember Motor Voter?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and apparently, when he went to get a Maryland driver's license, he checked the box or someone checked the box for him. And that's why we were totally opposed to this, because it's ripe for fraud mm-hmm. and abuse.
Absolutely.
And this is a case of it. Now, he may have done it since he's a serial con artist, done it himself. But it's also, you wonder how many MVA employees are, as soon as the license, you know, if it's not checked, they check it anyway. You know, because the Democrats who run the state encourage that kind of activity. And that's a problem, says Delegate Morgan.
In most states, voter rolls are about 75 to 77% of their total population. Maryland is at 98%. So that is extraordinarily high. This is the reason why the DOJ has questions and concerns about it. And look, I think all people, Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated voters, all Maryland want safe and secure elections.
Is that a red flag or what?
Wow.
The fact that the average states are, what, 60,
maybe? 70%.
70% of their folks are registered to vote here in Maryland's 98%? Come on.
What could possibly go wrong?
Yeah. Nobody's going to buy that. I'm sorry. Nobody in their right mind or with any kind of common sense would buy that. So this is what happens in a one-party dominated, ruled, corrupted state.
Mm-hmm.
This is what you get. And so, again, one of these days, maybe. You know, but the problem is the people with common sense get the hell out of Dodge.
Right.
They leave the state. So the state is really left up to the people who are stuck here or like living here and choose to put up with the nonsense, or the people that think that Democrats are doing such a wonderful job.
Yeah.
Coming up, Dr. Oz from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services will be joining us to talk about the shutdown and so much more. It's 7 o'clock on the Morning Drive.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. No sign of a compromise to end the government shutdown. Now in its second day, President Trump says it gives Republicans a chance to clear out dead wood, waste, and abuse, saving billions. As for bringing about an end to the shutdown, so far, no dice in the upper house of Congress.
In a repeat performance of Tuesday night's votes, the Senate on Wednesday rejected measures aimed at temporarily funding the government to allow more time for negotiations. The next opportunity for a vote is Friday, when the Senate returns from a break for the Jewish holiday of Yom Kippur. Both parties are blaming each other for the impasse, which has furloughed hundreds of thousands of federal workers and closed many government services. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Two Delta Airlines regional jets collided on the taxiway at LaGuardia Airport in New York last night. One person injured. The wing of an aircraft preparing to take off for Roanoke, Virginia, hit the fuselage of an aircraft that was arriving from Charlotte, North Carolina. Defense Secretary Hegseth, Attorney General Bondi, and White House Deputy Chief of Staff Miller have visited Memphis
to meet with federal agents that are forming a crime-fighting task force there. Attorney General Bondi says via social media that the Memphis Safe Task Force made more than 50 arrests over a two-day period. The agents include personnel from immigration and drug enforcement. They've begun serving criminal arrest warrants while teaming with state agencies on traffic stops.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. In the UK, authorities in Greater Manchester believe the suspect in a stabbing and car ramming incident at a synagogue is dead. Police report four people injured when a car was driven into a crowd and a man was stabbed outside the synagogue. This attack happened on Yom Kippur, the holiest day in the Jewish calendar. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 36, townhall.com.
The Federal Reserve just cut interest rates, and that could be big news for the price of physical gold and silver. That's why Advantage Gold invites you to call 800-741-GOLD. Call now, and you'll get your free gold and silver information kit, and you could qualify for up to $10,000 in free gold and silver with your IRA or 401k rollover. Advantage Gold has been ranked the number one gold company in America for the last 10 years, and with the U.S. dollar facing serious devaluation, now is the time to act. We've partnered with former IMF chief economist Kenneth Rogoff. And when you call 800-741-GOLD, you'll also receive his best-selling book, Our Dollar, Your Problem, absolutely free. Gold and silver are real, tangible assets that have protected wealth for centuries. Advantage Gold helps you move your IRA or 401k into physical precious metals, tax-free and penalty-free. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-741-4653 now. That's 800-741-GOLD.
7:03 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
All right, the big delay is 95 northbound. If you're going up from the Beltway through White Marsh trying to get out to Harford County, forget about that. Get over to Pulaski Highway or Philadelphia Road. The problem was the construction overnight near the bridge at Joppa Road. There was a wreck in that construction zone, and they're telling us it's going to be a while before all the lanes are open again. You do have an option, the express lanes, if you're coming up from the city-county line. You get in the express lanes north on 95. You're going right by all of that backup. It costs another dollar or so, whatever it is. But either way, that's moving okay. But right now, if you're in the backup, you get to White Marsh, I would make the turn and go over and use Pulaski Highway. On the Beltway now, the wreck cleared from the left-hand lane, outer loop at Liberty, now on the right shoulder at Liberty. Delays still go back beyond the bridge at 795. The wreck on the BW Parkway is northbound near Goddard, and that's a delay for the traffic on the Parkway north from the Capitol Beltway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a chilly start to the day with temperatures beginning in the upper 40s, low 50s, bright and sunny this afternoon with highs headed for the low 70s, clear skies and cool temperatures again tonight, lows fall into the low 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Bel Air right now, 47 degrees. Middle River has 52 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. A bouncer faces an aggravated assault charge after a video of his chokehold on a man in Federal Hill went viral. The September 27th incident happened outside the Cross Street Public House, and Wednesday, 41-year-old Kevin Weaver surrendered to Baltimore police. Weaver reportedly worked for a security service and was not employed by the Cross Street Public House. The restaurant is no longer using that particular security company. Maryland's Anthony Brown has joined a coalition of 21 attorneys general in filing a lawsuit to block new restrictions on federal funding to support survivors of domestic violence and other violent crimes. The City of Annapolis and the Chesapeake Bay Trust are launching the Electric Leaf Blower Rebate Program. Last year, the Annapolis City Council then had gas-powered leaf blowers in their sites, and the law took effect in January, carrying a fine for violations. The rebate program offers up to $1,500 for lawn care and landscape businesses, and up to $100 for residents to make the switch from gas-powered to the electric leaf blowers. Officials and staffers at the Maryland Zoo in Baltimore say they're heartbroken to hear about the passing of Dr. Jane Goodell. The primatologist's death at the age of 91 was announced yesterday by the late Jane Goodell Institute. In a statement, the zoo says Goodell was a true champion for wildlife conservation, and her decades of research and tireless advocacy helped to protect endangered chimpanzees and inspired countless peoples to care for the planet and its incredible creatures. It's 7:07. It's 7:06. WCBM Stein on Sports is next.
Comcast Business can help turn your small business into a connected, secure, modern business. It's how retailers become constantly connecting must-visit shops. How restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How healthcare offices become the data-protecting caregivers that we all depend on. And how wealth management firms become cyber-securing guardians of your information. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, and Wi-Fi backup, your business can stay connected and get threat-ready with Comcast Business. Powering possibilities.
Get started with our reliable business internet. Plus, stay connected when you add Wi-Fi backup for just $35 a month. And ask about a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Call today. Restrictions apply. Wireless Connect requires business internet for additional monthly charge. Taxes and other fees extra. Prepaid card offer ends 11/16/25.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
Gary has a day off. I'm Sean Casey. Stein on Sports brought to you by Comfort Guys Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Ravens back at it this weekend. They'll host the Texans at the bank. Looks like Lamar Jackson, Roquan Smith, will be out. They did not practice yesterday. Tonight, Thursday Night Football, Rams, Niners. Major League Baseball playoffs last night. The Dodgers advanced after dispatching the Reds 8-4. In the National League's other game, Manny Machado and the Padres shut out the Cubs 3-0. Over in the American League, Yankees keep their season alive with with a 4-3 victory over the Red Sox, and the Cleveland Guardians top the Detroit Tigers 6-1. They'll have a win-or-go-home contest today a little bit later on. That's a look at Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the comfort guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Hour number two, Talk Radio 680 WCVM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. As always, thank you so very much for having us in this and every day. Of course, we crank this bad boy up at 6 every morning, so make sure you're here with us. Get an early jump on the traffic as you head into work each and every day. Waiting to go and be in contact with Dr. Oz as soon as he calls. Of course, we'll begin the conversation with him. We've been looking forward to this for the last couple of days after they called us and said, please, I want to come on and talk about a couple of things. Among them, by the way, is talking about the impact of the shutdown on his aspect, the Centers for Disease Control aspect of what's going on in the shutdown. So we have that and a whole lot more to talk about.
Yeah, you got a lot of disinformation being peddled by the Democrats on that. Of course, it was a big couple of weeks regarding health news. We had the Tylenol, the cluster of vaccines, the autism press conference. We've had the big news with Pfizer and drug prices, and then, of course, the pediatric cancer advanced research with AI. So there's a lot going on, and hopefully we'll get connected with Dr. Oz here sooner rather than later.
Attorney General Pam Bondi says that with all the pushback of what's happening in various cities across the country, with cities not willing to take care of the citizens they have within their borders, that she feels an obligation as the basically chief law enforcement officer in the country to do something about it.
Don't you find it interesting that the highest crime rate cities don't want their cities to be protected? Here's what we're doing in Chicago first. We are you've got a governor who doesn't want to help us. You've got mayors who don't want to help us. You've got woke DAs who don't want to help us. So if they're not going to help the people of their cities, we're going to help them. We're sending in FBI, of course, DEA, U.S. Marshals, ATF to back up our ICE men and women who are there following the law.
And that, by the way, is exactly what's happening in Portland. And next somebody, she refers very briefly to Portland. It's important to note that's what the people are doing in Portland. They're protecting the ICE agents there who have been under attack, bluntly, from some of the more radical citizens in Portland. So that's why they're in Portland. As to where else they're going to be, well, Memphis is on the list.
Troops are going to come into Portland. In Memphis right now, last night was the first night of our operation, making Memphis safe again. It's exactly what we did in D.C. Last night, we arrested, I think this is breaking news, we arrested 9 people, took 2 guns off the street in our first night of the surge. Here's what's different in Memphis. We have a mayor who's cooperating with us. We've got our 2 senators, Senator Hagerty and Senator Blackburn, who are helping us. We have Governor Lee, who's working hand in hand with us. We've already had Kash Patel and the FBI in there already, making multiple arrests and lowering the surge.
By the way, we're going to get back to Pam Bondi in a few minutes. Dr. Mehmet Oz is with us right now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning, Dr. Oz. Thank you very much for joining us. Appreciate it.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yeah, so Governor Moore yesterday here in Maryland, Dr. Oz, is blaming President Trump and solely President Trump for this shutdown, and they continue to run with this narrative that it is President Trump and the Republicans in your administration that wants to deny health care to Marylanders and Americans. What can you tell us about that, and what can you also can you confirm that it was the Democrats that indeed wanted to offer health care for illegal aliens?
It's categorically false to blame the president and his administration for this problem. What we're asking is a clean, continuing resolution, as has been done so many times, that both parties have agreed to in the past, to allow the government to continue to function and to allow the organization, Medicare, Medicaid, the exchanges, to continue to function so we can do, for example, hospital home treatment, telemedicine. All of these are compromised. When you go to extreme tests, parts of this negotiating tactic and shut down the government. The reality is the Democrats are 7 weeks of extension of the government. 7 weeks. They want us to blow up all the things that were achieved with the One Big Beautiful Bill, which includes no longer funding Medicaid for illegal immigrants. They want to completely blow up any kinds of discussions around the Affordable Care Act, which currently includes provisions that have allowed 6 million people, 6 million people, fictitious people, to be put on the rolls of the Affordable Care Act. These people don't even know they're on the insurance program. They don't even charge the things that they do, medications, doctors visits to the insurance program, because they're unaware that they have, because they were fraudulently enrolled because of crazy caveats within the law that was, again, created for COVID, not the actual original Obamacare program that was developed almost 15 years ago. So the Republicans, we are saying, we're going to discuss a lot of stuff. We're not going to give all these things away, but certainly for 7 weeks of extension of the budget, it's crazy to think we're going to have these kinds of major negotiations. So this is an effort to make your by Democratic leadership to prove that they're willing to do whatever it takes to block what President Trump wants to do. The American people are not going to betray this. They know and well that shutdowns are not a good thing. You need an orderly process, and we're going to pursue that.
Dr. Mehmet Oz is with us, head of the CMS. Dr. Oz, please hold on for just a moment. We've got to check on traffic and then back with more conversation. It's 7:13, traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
95 northbound, north of the city, is still the problem going out to the Harford County line in the construction zone from overnight. There was a wreck there. Several vehicles were involved. That's still the problem. So 95 on the main line itself has a multi-mile backup. The express lanes to the left are open. That's your option. Otherwise, move over towards Pulaski Highway, move out to Harford County, and then come back over to the interstate from there. The Beltway west side still recovering from the earlier wreck at Liberty Road. The lanes are moving again. We're backed up from 795 going south into Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, chilly start to the day, sunny and 72 today. Right now it's 55 in Annapolis, and it is 48 in Owings Mills. On our newsmaker hotline, the administrator for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, Dr. Mehmet Oz. Dr. Oz, can you tell our listeners how this shutdown, slowdown, whatever we want to call it, is going to impact Medicare and Medicaid services?
So flawlessly to ensure that we make payments correctly, the right amount to the right people, the right time, is you have thousands of people. I mean, we have almost 5,000 probably in Baltimore alone out there meticulously looking at all the rules, following actuarial tables to make sure the insurance programs work well. They have to go to work. They've got to do their job. It doesn't benefit any of these folks or the people, the beneficiaries of these programs, people benefit from their hard labor, to shut the government down for political purposes. Again, if there was some substantive issue, maybe you could come construct an area where it's wise. But what we're looking at today is pure politics. No one thinks we're going to blow up everything that was accomplished this year with the Big Beautiful Bill, and the Democrats are insisting that we on the Medicaid. They want to take away the tax cuts that were gained through this bill. They want to take away some of the protections that were put into Medicaid to keep the program viable, keep it healthy, you know, for generations to come. That was what was done with One Big Beautiful Bill. And they're saying, no, we want to reverse all of that. We want to continue all the subsidies that were put in place for the Affordable Care Act during COVID. So again, we're not at war with COVID anymore. It's gone now, primarily. It's not completely, obviously, resolved. People still get COVID, but we don't have a pandemic situation that requires emergency changes to the healthcare system. The Democrats say, no. Keep all those emergency caveats in place. We want to continue to provide coverage to people without them even knowing it because of some of the rules that we made. The things we need to fix in the system, they're unwilling to talk about. And yet again, for 7 weeks extension, that's what we're talking about. Allow the government to be open for 7 weeks so we can continue to talk through some of these issues. Maybe you've got some points if you're a Democrat that ought to be heard, but don't do it this way. This sort of blowing up the system doesn't help anybody. And historically, the party that blows up the system pays the price because the American people expect government to function for them. I came into this role out of the private sector and with a desire to serve my fellow American. I did not come in here to blow things up so that we don't have the opportunities to build policy for the American people.
Dr. Oz, some would argue that the reason that anyone would be on the side of keeping restrictions in place that may or may not have been appropriate in the first place, the ones under COVID, is because they maintain control. There seems to be a strong strain in the Democrat Party of those individuals who view control as a primary function of government rather than serving the American public. Am I misreading this?
No, you're reading the tea leaves exactly right. Being able to control all aspects of, in this case, that you're getting was an important part of the agenda. Now, again, during COVID, you might say, oh, give the government control. We got a crisis here. We're at war. Let them make decisions. You know, that I don't think. But you could at least make an argument and people could, you know, stare you down and argue with you, but they wouldn't think you were crazy. But the idea that you would take extreme measures at the beginning of the pandemic and allow them to continue forever is just irrational. These systems are not viable. Medicaid expenditures grew 50% in 5 years. What you're really doing is program at risk. Because if you allow a program to grow 50% in 5 years without a good reason to continue expanding, you're sucking resources from other aspects of America, the educational program, infrastructure, all the things you need to run a country. So basically, we're looking at a scenario where my programs, healthcare, becoming one massive healthcare system with a small country attached. You don't want that. You want these systems to grow appropriately to protect our most vulnerable, our children, our elderly, folks who are having challenges in their life. We'll protect these people, but you cannot ignore all the other needs of a society in order to pour resources. Again, initially done in a sea, but we're not in that pandemic anymore. So when you move and transition from peace, you change the way you allocate resources. These are wise moves. It's irrational to think it's all going to be given up. But to hold that hostage in order to keep the government open 7 weeks, I mean, what are you going to want after 7 weeks? I mean, if we give you everything you want to completely devastate the healthcare system and do things that Americans don't want you to do, like funding illegal immigrants to get health care that's concierge level, I mean, top-tier health care. Some of the programs we're looking at in these large blue states, in order to pay for them, you have to tap resources in other states. That's not how a country runs. You can't make and force taxpayers in Florida extra taxes in order to fund programs in California and New York. It doesn't make sense at a national level. At least stop that. These are the laws that were made by the Republican Party. We're not going to blow it up because Democrats want to hold it hostage to keep the government open for 7 weeks.
We're on with Dr. Oz, who's on our Newsmaker hotline, and it's been a busy couple of weeks healthcare-wise from the Trump administration. This week, the CEO of Pfizer coming in. This is a deal that Democrats and Republicans have both wanted, talked about for years, for decades. President Trump able to get this done. If you could, sir, the impact of lowering these drug prices and how that will help Medicare and Medicaid.
Well, there's a financial but also a moral benefit of what the president was able to accomplish. And he has been calling me frequently frustrated that we had not addressed a fundamental wrong in America, which is that our drug prices are so high that one-third of Americans cannot pick up their drugs at the grocery store, at the drugstore. spray groceries versus drugs, and then make a choice that's wrong. And the reason for this is that Americans pay a drug price for the same product made the same facility that is three times higher than that. I'll say that again. Our drug prices for the exact same product are three times higher than if you buy them in the developed country. That's not feasible, not sustainable, and people, when they hear about it, get appropriately angry. The president knew about this, has been upset about it in his administration. He said, I want most favored nation drug pricing. I want the same price they pay in Europe. Not less, just give me the same price. And so we pulled it off. Pfizer, which is a it's a bellwether for the industry, and their leader, Albert Bourlak, came into the White House on Tuesday and agreed to lower their prices for Medicaid patients, for all new products, and for several important products down to most favored nation pricing. It will save us a lot of money as a nation. Pfizer, in return, will not be penalized in some of the ways that we could have hurt them, but also it sends a message to the rest of the industry that we want them all coming in, all of them agreeing to most favored nation pricing, and we're going to roll out some more companies next week, the week after. They're already in the queue. They're now accelerated to achieve what the president said. And you know what? The secret to dealing with private sector industry often is them in a quiet room and say, you know it's wrong. You know, because you're an American, major, you're U.S. companies. Some are European, but we say the same thing. You know, for the American people to fund all the research, do all the development, allow all the innovation, and then get stuck with all the payments as well. We're 4% of the population. We pay the majority of it. Fix the problem, or we're going to shut you down and no longer work with you. And so the industry said, all right, we get it. You're on to us now. We want to stay in business. We want to do the right thing as well, especially leading pharma companies that do so much work in America recognize that we are fundamentally important to the innovation of drugs in the world. So if you want to keep doing business to the American people, the president is strong, he's powerful, he knows what he wants, and that's why he gets what he wants.
723 on WCBM, Dr. Oz, one more segment with you. Please hold on, sir. Right now, it's Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
Both the tunnels are open southbound. We're in the neighborhood of about 5 to 10 minute delay, so not too bad right now. Everybody's still moving okay. JFX coming in from Ruxton Road towards downtown. The lanes are open. Beltway, all the normal delays are out there and no issues right now. The big problem still, 95 northbound heading up to Harford County after White Marsh Boulevard. Construction overnight. There was a wreck in the construction zone. The cleanup is still there. Big delays on 95 after you come north from the Beltway. Two options, the express lanes to the left, or go over and use Pulaski Highway out to the Harford County line from there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thanks. This traffic report is brought to you by Jim Barbie. Since 2004, family-owned Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh has delivered top diagnostics and repairs using dealer-quality parts and ASE-certified technicians that guarantee results. Call 410-335-8848 or visit jimbarbieautomotive.com. Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off.
525 Weather Authority forecast. Chilly start, but sunny today. Low 70s right now in the Middle River. It's sunny and 50. And in Annapolis, it's 55. Dr. Mehmet Oz, the administrator for CMS, is on the hotline with us. And we had last week the autism press conference. And, of course, important information about Tylenol and the warnings that pregnant women should not be using it, of course, for low-grade fevers and so on and so forth. Even the tweet came out from the Tylenol manufacturer back in 2017 that pregnant women should not be using this product. Doctor, are you surprised that the social media took off with all these pregnant women chugging bottles of Tylenol and taking Tylenol as if to somehow defy the administration or completely ignore sound medical advice?
I was horrified by these videos. And for listeners, this is an example. I mean, the president could cure cancer, treat Alzheimer's perfectly, and fix our budget, and people would still criticize them. I mean, it was stunning to me. You know, the message, and I'll tell you what happened behind the scenes. We shared with the president gathering around autism causes. And there were two signals that we had identified at the NIH that we thought we should, you know, share with the president and take some action on. But we needed to, you know, it to work through. So we said, listen, the first thing we're identifying is this Tylenol signal, that it seems that women who take more Tylenol might have babies that have more autism. And so we should warn and willy-nilly. If you've got a high fever, if you've got a big problem, talk to your doc, take Tylenol. It's an approved, it's never been approved for pregnancy, but it's the only really remaining safe tool that can be used in the cases of that nature. But for low-grade temperature, if you stub your toe, don't just pop Tylenol. We don't know what it does to your kids. The other thing is we identified that children with autism many times have low levels of folate. Folate is a B vitamin. Mm-hmm. Foliage, green leafy vegetables have it. So they have low levels of this, and there's a reason for that we think we can get around by taking a prescription medication called Leucovorin. Again, a couple hundred kids have been in these trials. Very kids seem to show benefit, but we just won't know for years and years for sure if these are the right things to do. So the president said, we are not waiting one more day. I mean, literally, he said that. Every day we wait, there's children who might be getting sick because we're in the American people. So just tell them. You know, we're not like usual governments where you just keep it secret and we know inside and we start doing it with our kids. We don't tell you. The president said we want everyone to know radical transparency. The political benefit of the president of the United States telling you to be careful taking Tylenol if you're pregnant. There's no, you don't gain voters. It's the thing he does because he talks much about America and its people. So we do the press conference. He's very emphatic about this stuff because he gets so passionate about, especially children who might be getting hurt by autistic. I come away from it thinking, people may not like everything he says, but they'll like him for at least being honest about this. Pregnant women popping acetaminophen. By the way, Tylenol is only one third of acetaminophen use. Acetaminophen is in a lot of medications in America, a lot of cold medications and the like. So the warning applies to those causes as well. But they're popping Tylenol because they recognize the name and showing that their president says that they're going to directly violate his recommendation and maybe hurt their own children. Now remember, the president did not make this stuff up. This NIH is spending a lot of resources. Their scientists who are finding these clues. The FDA is changing labels on bottles so the American people are aware of that this is all happening. And so despite all, they think that President Trump's making this up. And why? What's the motivation? Please help me understand that, because I don't know why a president would even risk political capital to do this, except for the fact that he...
Yeah, Dr. Oz, this has to be where we wrap it up. I sure appreciate you staying the extra time with us. We're up against a hard break at 1:30. Thank you very much, Dr. Mehmet Oz from CMS. Thank you, sir. We'll talk again. Appreciate it.
God bless.
It is 7:30, and time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here is Bruce Elliott.
Thanks, Sean. Maryland Department of Natural Resources reminds residents that black bears are looking for food to get ready for winter hibernation. Officials say during this time of year, bears may become more attracted to human-provided food sources, and they can lose their natural fear of people. The best way to keep bears away is to make sure that bird feeders, pet food, and trash are in places where bears can't get to them. Black bears in Maryland usually found in Allegheny, Frederick, Garrett, Washington counties, but they can roam into northern and central counties as well. Drivers in Maryland's western counties reminded to watch for bears crossing roadways all the way into November. Maryland Governor Wes Moore delivered a Wednesday night address on the federal government shutdown. Speaking on MPT, Moore says that Washington, D.C. broke its pact with all 50 states, and the President of the United States couldn't close a deal on making health care more affordable. BWI remains open and operational during federal government shutdown. Essential federal services like security screening, air traffic control, and customs are operating with no immediate impact from the shutdown. Officials say that services like parking, concessions, customer service, not affected since they are not dependent upon federal funding. BWI says it's continuing to work with its federal partners to ensure a safe and secure travel experience. Mayor Brandon Scott says Baltimore's homicide rate continuing its historic decline. As of October 1st, the city recorded 103 homicides compared to 150 at the same time last year. Non-fatal shootings are also down, with 244 to date. By this time in 2024, the city has already recorded more than 300 non-fatal shootings, and in 2023, there were nearly 500 non-fatal shootings. Mayor also says that as of September 30th, Baltimore police have seized more than 1,900 firearms, and crime continues to drop across other major categories when compared to this time last year. Coming up on 7:32, next, WCBM Traffic and Weather on the Threes.
James White, professional hypnotist, 410-661-1111.
Jim, you've been talking about hypnosis on WCVM for many years, and you talk about all sorts of problems that can be solved with your hypnosis, besides drinking and smoking.
like gambling as a single session. PTSD, well, that's 5 sessions every 3 months. Ovarian cysts and menstrual problems for women, usually just 1 session. Taking college tests and sports, excellent for golf, a day or two before the tournaments. Tennis, archery, wrestling, too many to mention.
So you can help people quit smoking, quit drinking, quit gambling, handle stress better, and improve in sports like golf? And Rory McIlroy just won the Masters.
Well, for something like that, you want to see him a day before he does the tournament. Oh, my gosh, it's fantastic.
Jim, you do it all. Tell the listeners how they can reach you.
James White, professional hypnotist. 410-661-1111. 410-661-1111.
Pick 3 lottery numbers, 079. You pick 4-5007. And now at 7:33, traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
Morning backup has arrived now towards Annapolis. The usual delay right here. It's moving southbound I-97 at Route 32. It gets better after the bridge at 178. There's some bright sunshine on your travel as you're going down towards Annapolis, so that would add to the slowing just a bit. Everything's good. Bay Bridge is fine. The trip over to the Severn River Bridge and then over towards I-97. All the lanes are open. Nothing major on the Beltway, both the tunnels, with some delays southbound. It's not really too bad this morning, but our problem still continues from overnight. Northbound 95 construction area, Joppa Road, after White Marsh, there was a wreck in the construction zone. Big delay on 95. The express lanes are open if you want to get in there and go around the scene. But in the meantime, Pulaski Highway eastbound is taking a lot of the overflow out to Mountain Road and then back over to 95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCB.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a chilly start to the day with temperatures beginning in the upper 40s, low 50s. Bright and sunny this afternoon with highs headed for the low 70s. Clear skies and cool temperatures again tonight. Lows fall into the low 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary has the day off. I'm Sean Casey, and Stein on Sports are brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSB rollover specialist. Well, the Ravens will be entertaining the Texans at the bank this Sunday. The Ravens won the last 6 meetings between the Texans and, of course, the Purple and Black. Quarterback Lamar Jackson and linebacker Roquan Smith did not practice yesterday. In fact, 8 players didn't practice, and most of them will not be available this Sunday as well. Looks like Cooper Rush is going to get the call at signal caller for the Ravens. Tonight, Thursday Night Football, Rams, Niners. In playoff baseball, the Dodgers advance, beating the Reds 8-4 into the National League Division Series. The other National League Series has got the Padres shut out the Cubs 3-0 to force Game 3 today in Chicago. In the American League, it was Aaron Judge and the Yankees keeping their season alive with a 4-3 victory over the Red Sox. And the Guardians topped the Tigers 6-1, force a win-or-go-home contest later on today. College football heading to London's Wembley Stadium for the first time ever. The Big 12 Conference announced Arizona State and Kansas will face off in the first ever Union Jack Classic next September. While college football has never been played at Wembley, it has hosted NFL games since 2007. Tonight, Caps and Bruins on the ice, preseason clash. They'll meet again in the regular season opener next week. That's a look at Stein on Sports.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Do you know a deserving family that needs help buying or selling your home? Vinny Steo of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty is waiving his commission searching for that family. Submit your nomination at homewithvinny.com or WCBM.com before October 11th.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
7:37, 23 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Thanks to Dr. Oz for coming on and giving us an update on the shutdown. But it is now time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right, MAGA movement update, and again, it is something that we have seen now violence. And let me give you just some numbers here in Memphis, because we do have numbers coming out of Memphis. This is the National Guard, and the feds went in there. 53 arrests made, 20 guns seized in the first 48 hours. Okay? So it's more than an arrest an hour, and they're taking a lot of illegal guns off. And again, this should happen in every major city.
Yeah.
Portland and Chicago are next. But President Trump said the governor of Illinois is still out there spewing, a very rabid, partisan, violent rhetoric against the Republicans, against President Trump. And President Trump said that Governor Pritzker, should be the one to pick up the phone and call Trump.
He should call me and say, get the troops in. You ever hear that? 11 people over a week and a half killed. And I think it's 48, when you add it up, 48 people shot. And then I have to listen to a governor say how nice it is. It's a wonderful experience.
President also went on to say that the Democrats have officially brought on this full-blown government shutdown engineered by the radical left, who now control their party. He said the shutdown is 100% on the Democrats. Are you listening, Governor Moore? The White House continues to troll Schumer and others with a guilty hot dog meme after he blamed Republicans for the government shutdown, despite him being the one responsible. Remember, they had Biden-level spending they were going to agree to in a clean continuing resolution. Schumer, AOC, and the radical left wanted an additional $1.4 trillion in spending in this attempt to use leverage and blackmail against the Republicans. President Trump the other day announced that he may have a settlement with Harvard, and that settlement might involve them funding trade schools.
This is something that we're close to finalizing. We haven't done it yet. But they put up $500 million. Interest and everything else would go to that account, meaning go to the trade school.
The trade school would focus on AI, engineering, and other technical skills, because let's face it, this is the trade schools of the future. You still need certain, plumbing and electrical work and welders and so on and so forth, but this is the new age. And he's talking about having that there as well. Trump advisor Corey Lewandowski says that ICE agents will be in attendance at the 2026 Super Bowl. That might be bad news for Bad Bunny. It's just incredible, isn't it? We're hearing now a senior Hamas official told BBC that they're going to refuse the ceasefire proposal. So if that's the case, President Trump said he would take the gloves off and BB would be allowed to finish the job. So that does not bode well. Looks like the Gaza conflict is going to continue for a bit longer
Could you figure that one? I mean, when part of the proposal was that Gaza was going to be under civilian control and no Hamas, that Hamas would say, excuse me, well, we're not going to do that? To me, that wasn't a shocker.
Well, no, it's not a shocker, but here's their choice. Either do that or face annihilation. Because that's what's going to happen.
Well, I think they've made their choice.
So that's what they want. They want to get the 72 virgins. And so that is the choice that they have made. That's for sure. And finally, the FBI has released a J6 pipe bomb lab report. And it completely has blown up the FBI narrative. Because a witness that saw the pipe bomb, there was a kitchen timer attached to the bomb at the RNC headquarters, and the timing blows apart the complete narrative. When the witness saw it, there were 40 minutes left on the timer. So that means that the bomb could not have been placed when the FBI said it was placed.
Right.
So again, FBI, what else are you lying about regarding J6? Day 256 of the new golden age,
and we are just getting started.
The evil, smearing, and dishonoring, and disgusting rhetoric directed toward Charlie Kirk continues. This at a Pennsylvania school district where parents learned that a school nurse school nurse had said stuff like Charlie Kirk, the world would be better off without Charlie Kirk and other political posts and notes and statements made by this school nurse. They gathered at the school board the other night to denounce her.
I will be formally demanding that she has no interaction with my children in the district, not so much as an email regarding my children, and I encourage other parents to do the same. Any interaction with my child will be met with immediate legal action against her and the district.
And I quote, "Registering students to vote is one of my favorite things to do in this job. Discussing how health care and the environment impacts their quality of life is amazing, and I love to hear their perspective. Thank goodness for the younger, open-minded generation." In what part of school nurse is registering students to vote part of their job? It's not. Her post then includes some blue hearts and some blue waves, so we can only assume how she votes. Is she indoctrinating our students to register to vote a certain way? Is she not allowing our students to be free and critical thinkers to make those decisions for themselves? There are 89,000 Republicans in Northampton County who voted in the November presidential election. Her post calling to abort Republicans, calling to abort 89,000 children is genocide. You are not opening your mouths. You are not criticizing her. You are not forcing her to issue an apology. Therefore, you are condoning genocide. Imagine if that had been a race of people instead of Republicans. Imagine if that had been a religion instead of Republicans. Imagine if that had been anything else. Would we be here right now, or would the situation have obviously been handled?
The school nurse is Easton area school district nurse Kelly Keegan, who, by the way, is a Northampton City Councilwoman. She made a comment on Facebook shortly after Kirk was assassinated.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And sad. 743, once again, it's Chuck Whitaker. Oh, hey, we do need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. Our telephone number is 410-WCBM-680. And now, Chuckles, it's all up to you.
Brought to you as a service, Sabernes Automotive, 601 Back Riverneck Road in Essex, 95 North, still crawling, except for the express lanes up at White Marsh Boulevard, out to a problem that we had overnight, construction overnight near Joppa Road. Then there was a wreck in the construction zone, so we've been backed up since way before the heavy traffic got in that area before 6 o'clock, and it's backed up right now with a multi-mile delay. If you're right there at White Marsh, you can take the ramp, go over and pick up Pulaski Highway, and then out to Harford County from there, picking up Mountain Road back over to 95. If you can get to the express lanes, which I think really the only access is all the way back at the city line. The express lanes are just moving right on by without any delay at all. But again, it's a multi-mile backup on 95. Typical ride on the Beltway. Nothing major so far. Both the tunnels are doing okay. Under 25 minutes, which is always good on the southbound side. Southwest side of the city, new minor accident, Wilkins Avenue at Payson Street, not too far from Wilkins at Monroe. It's not too early to get your vehicle ready for winter driving. Let Bernie check everything. Your antifreeze, your tires, your belts and hoses, right there. Get it all done. 601 Back Riverneck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, a chilly start to the day today. Sunny, low 70s, back down around 50 tonight. Pretty much the same for Friday to kick off the weekend. Right now it's 51 in Severn, and it is 49 in Bel Air. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. We've got a WCBM beer glass for you, a nice glass. It's got a logo on it, and you can use it for your favorite adult beverage or something else if you like. Sharon in Linthicum is our contestant. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning.
Would you like to go first, second, third, or last?
Second.
Okay, good luck.
Second, a sandwich.
Yeah. Sharon, do me a favor. Turn your radio down, because I think I hear it in the background. That's just it's throwing you off just a bit. Thanks.
Okay.
All right. So we'll get you to turn that radio down, then we'll give you a couple seconds to do that so you can hear the stories over the phone here. All right, you ready?
Yes.
Okay, good luck. Here's your story number one. The ADL, the Anti-Defamation League, is adding the MAGA movement to its glossary of extremism. In the statement, the ADL announced that the MAGA gave birth to the fascist president and vice president and also white supremacist Charlie Kirk. Story two, a woman in Maine has apparently received a delivery from Amazon. It was an unusual package delivery. It contained 250 state election ballots. The woman says her address was on the ballots, not a mistake on her part, and postal inspectors are investigating. Story number three, Rip Curl is a surfing company, New Zealand-based. The Daily Mail reports they're now being boycotted because they're now featuring a so-called transgender individual, Sasha Lowerson, as part of their ad campaign. That's controversial in of itself, but making it worse is that Bethany Hamilton is a survivor of a shark attack and a fellow pro surfer, and she lost an arm at age 13, continued to pursue the sport that she loves, and was they also made a movie about her as well. She was the spokesperson for Rip Curl. They canceled her and instead put up the transgendered surfer, you know, the man who thought he was a woman.
Hang ten.
Yeah. Story one, the MAGA movement, now an extremist movement, according to the ADL. Story two, woman gets 250 ballots from an Amazon in the mail. And story three, they take off a real, true female champion and put on a transgender for a spokesperson at Rip Curl. All right, we'll start with Mr. Chuck.
Well, I don't know.
Okay, then. Christian.
Kidding.
Quiet.
Oh, sorry.
Bruce, not your turn yet.
Sorry.
I'm going to go with the surfer.
All right.
I bet you would.
You know I would.
That is story number three. Sharon in Linthicum.
I'm struggling because they all sound true this morning. I will go with one.
All right. Sharon goes with story one. Kristen?
I'm also struggling between one and two. I have no doubt two could be true, but I just haven't heard about it. So I think I'm going to say number two.
All right. Kristen goes with two. Bruce?
ADL story, I think that's true. The Rip Curl story, I don't know, so I'm going to assume that's true because I'll buy anything they have it online. Number two is fake news.
All right. Bruce also goes for number two. Story number three, the Rip Curl story. Chuck voted for that. That is a true story.
Way to go, Chuck.
Down again.
You're almost there, Chuck.
Sorry, Charlie. Only the best tasting tuna.
That's nice. You make me feel eel.
What? I'm hard of hearing. Story, story one. I just did
but
that story.
We're floundering now.
I did that story for the halibut. You know that.
Yeah, I know.
Story one is our fake news story of the day. Hey, Sharon, congratulations. Yay, you're the only winner.
Wow.
Way to go.
One fake news. Pulled one right.
Okay, be careful there. All right, Sharon, we'll put you on hold and tell you how to get your prize. Thank you so much for playing and listening to the game.
Isn't she special?
Yeah, indeed. All right, it's you've been a little bit of a slump of late.
Yeah, I've been.
Yeah.
I'm like 0 for 12 here suddenly.
Yeah. I mean, you're dropping like a rock.
I'm like the Orioles. And the Rays.
True. All right, we'll see you in a couple, Chuck. 7:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k X-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
Your next news update is minutes away at the top of the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
753, Talk Radio 680. I've been corrected. It's not just Chaz. It's Mr. Chaz Whitaker in traffic and weather on the threes. Okay, me here, Chaz.
Okay. Under the title of WhoGivesARatsBehind.com.
Reserve that site, too. Wow, you busy.
I got all of them, buddy. I got all of them. All right. Go Daddy. That's what they call me. There's a wreck. There's a wreck on the outer loop of the Capitol Beltway. It's minor Georgia Avenue backing us up through New Hampshire Avenue. That's on the shoulder. And this wreck on the inner loop in Prince George's County of the Capitol Beltway. They were also trying to get to the shoulder inner loop at St. Barnabas Road. That's not too far from the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. So that traffic from Route 5 and around Pennsylvania Avenue heads up for that delay. 95 North is still slow, leaving the Beltway out towards Harford County. A wreck in the construction area overnight still slowing us after White Marsh Boulevard on the northbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 weather authority forecast. Chilly start, but sunny day today and warming up. 72 down to 50 tonight. And again, sunny.
Turn the mic on.
And a high again in the low 70s. You okay? You have something else, right. Something else to offer?
You wanted the kibitz. He said, oh, too bad. That's what I heard. He thought his mic was off.
I heard you click. And I hear.
Do you want the kibitz or do you want the kibbutz?
I like kibbutz.
Thank you very much for that.
He likes big kibbutz, and he cannot lie.
I like to kick you with a big kibbutz.
All right, Chuck, see you.
Goodbye now.
In a couple. Sunny 52 in Baltimore, and it is 51 in Middle River.
7:55 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Well, the Democrats, they keep saying, oh, we didn't shut the government down. It's all Donald Trump's fault. But every once in a while, somebody didn't get the email. They didn't get the memo. One of the Democrats who apparently did not get the memo as he was on his way home for the weekend is Sri Thanadar, who is a Democrat, and he says, yeah, we did it. We love it.
Returning back to Detroit this morning after the Republicans failed to show up in the U.S. House, we got to make sure Americans have the health care that they need. And if that means we got to shut this government down, so be it.
So there you go. They have to make sure that Americans get all the health care they need, and if they don't, they're going to shut the government down. Wow, I need all kinds of additional health care. You mind paying for that for me as well, as long as you're going to handle all the illegals in the world? Teresa Liga Fernandez from, I've been thinking, New Mexico, she says her priority is health care for everybody.
We are going to demand the health care that Americans deserve.
That's right.
And, of course, it's not Americans, and that's the problem. They want health care for illegal aliens. They want Medicaid for people who do not qualify for being on Medicaid. They want to spend money that is outside the definition of who Medicaid is supposed to serve, because if they figure it's going to get them a vote sooner or later somewhere. Now, when it comes to they shut the government down. When it comes to shutdowns, those individuals who've been around for a while remember that they go back and forth as to what they believe. Chuck Schumer, over the last 15 years, has seen three different shutdowns, today being the third, this one being the third. First one, I think, was in around 2013.
What if I persuaded my caucus to say I'm going to shut the government down, I'm going to not pay our bills unless I get my way? It's a politics of idiocy, of confrontation, of paralysis.
Shutting down government over a policy difference is self-defeating. We can never hold American workers hostage again. While the CR bill is very bad, the potential for a shutdown has consequences for America that are much, much worse. Ooh. Therefore, I will vote to keep the government open and not shut it down.
Now, that's Chuck Schumer from three different shutdowns that he has seen in his time in Washington, D.C. And in each of those cases, he said it is wrong, morally wrong, to shut down the government. He was very firm on that. He would not do it under any circumstances, except this one.
Now that they've seen they can't bludgeon us, they can't roll us, hopefully they're going to sit down and negotiate now, not kick the can down the road, which they've done. It's been 45 days, 45 days, 45 days, and they've never done anything.
Yeah, well, okay, it was 45 days, 45 days, 45 days in the previous three partial shutdowns as well, Mr. Schumer. So how do you justify this? I'll tell you how. There's three letters that pertain here. AOC. Chuck Schumer is protecting his left flank against a probable challenge from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who wants to be the senator, the seat that Chuck Schumer currently holds. Although she says, oh, this isn't about me. It has nothing to do with me at all. It has exactly everything to do with her.
Well, then she goes on to say, but you can come directly to me and negotiate with me.
Yeah.
But it's not about me, but negotiate with me. It's all like the Kamala Harris school, like, I didn't choose him because he was gay, but I didn't
chose
choose
him because he was gay.
He was gay, right.
I got it.
New liberal illogic 101.
It's amazing to think that they feel they can get away with it. And to be honest, a swamp meeting is going to not challenge them on this stuff. They're going to say, okay.
Hey, our friends at Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, I want to share with you that they have an incredible showroom of just about every appliance you can imagine that's laid out perfectly in the kitchen. And you can see all sorts of, you know, again, from, and you're budget friendly. If you've got a, you know, again, a lower budget or you got a limited budget, they've got that for you. If budget is of no consequence, they've got that as well. There's Monogram and Gen Air, you name it. They've got everything you'd ever need. All your appliance needs, and just go in and ask for mayor. And it could be one or the other. There are two mayors in the store there, and they'll show you around. It really is. If you're in the market for an appliance, Town Appliance is where you should go. Right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. Coming up at the top of the hour, Dave Crawford. He's running for Anne Arundel County Executive. By the way, you might never guess who Time Magazine has named one of the most influential rising stars of 2025. We'll share that with you coming up next. It's 8 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. An attack on a synagogue in the UK. It happened on the holiest day on the Jewish calendar, has turned deadly.
Police say two victims have died. Three others are in critical condition following the attack near Manchester, England. Police say a car was driven in a crowd and a man was stabbed outside the synagogue in North Manchester. The incident, which occurred on Yom Kippur, is over now. Police having shot and killed the assailant.
Correspondent George Williams, Prime Minister Starmer ordering additional police deployments at synagogues across the UK. The government shutdown drags on. Now in day two, the Senate will take another vote tomorrow on a Republican-backed stopgap bill to reopen things. In the meantime, federal workers are in limbo. Bill Wade, the Association of National Park Rangers, says that park visitors will feel the impact of the shutdown.
You know, they won't find visitor centers open usually. They won't find custodial maintenance in some places. There will be limited emergency response in many of the areas.
And the White House threatening mass federal worker layoffs.
A presidential spokesperson said government agencies are already preparing for cuts, even as Vice President J.D. Vance insisted no final decisions have been made. Typically during shutdowns, federal employees are furloughed and they receive back pay once the government reopens. But President Trump has directed the White House Budget Office and cabinet secretaries to identify jobs to be cut. White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt said, "We believe that layoffs are imminent." Greg Clugston, Washington.
Hamas says it's still considering its response to President Trump's peace proposal aimed at ending the nearly two-year war in Gaza. On Wall Street this morning, Dow features 44 points lower. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The anniversary of Israel's October 7th, 2023 terrorist attack is now upon us, and on this date, the world will come together to honor the 1,200 souls murdered and remember those still held in captivity. It's a day to stand with family members whose grief is unconsolable. What happened 2 years ago also unleashed attacks on Jewish people everywhere. These anti-Semitic threats and deadly acts of violence are immense, and they're constant. That's why the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews created Flags of Fellowship. Now, a growing movement, Flags of Fellowship, is a bold way to stand up for what you believe, a way to tangibly support the people of Israel and Jews everywhere simply by planting an Israeli flag. You can join this historic movement by giving just $25 to help plant flags to support the fellowship's work of saving and rebuilding lives in Israel and wherever God's people are in need. To learn more, visit ifcj.org. That's ifcj.org.
It's 8:03 Thursday morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
The big delay continues. 95 northbound going up from the Beltway through White Marsh, trying to get out towards Harford County. Above White Marsh overnight in the construction area at Joppa Road, they had a wreck. Several vehicles were involved. The road was pretty much blocked, maybe a single lane going by at the most. So that started to back up well before the rush hour this morning. Still there, still backed up on the main line of 95. The express lanes are open, and you can take the express lanes all the way out to the Harford County line. But if you need to get out of that backup on 95, you can take White Marsh, go over to Pulaski Highway, out on Route 40, come back to the interstate at Mountain Road. But then keep in mind, once you get up a little bit further at the 76-mile marker, that contractor there is still blocking the right lane with construction underway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a chilly start to the day with temperatures beginning in the upper 40s, low 50s. Bright and sunny this afternoon with highs headed for the low 70s. Clear skies and cool temperatures again tonight. Lows fall into the low 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, you're taking a look at temperatures around town that are still fairly cool, all the things considered. Right now, you're taking a look at around 60 degrees right now. I'm sorry, 52 degrees. Just rechecked. 52 degrees in Hunt Valley. Pikesville still hasn't broken 50. 49 in Pikesville right now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. BWI Airport remains open and operational during the federal government shutdown. Essential federal services like security screening, air traffic control, and customs are operating with no immediate impact from the shutdown. Mayor Brandon Scott says Baltimore's homicide rate is continuing its historic decline. As of October 1st, the city recorded 103 homicides compared to 150 at the same time last year. The MDTA says the first key bridge test pile has been installed in the Patapsco River, and all 12 steel piles will be installed and evaluated for load-bearing capacity and the potential to be part of the new bridge. The bridge was struck by a cargo ship, and it's in March of 2024, leading to the collapse of the span and the deaths of six construction workers. A funding for the rebuild passed by Congress in December before Donald Trump became president last month. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy sent a letter to Wes Moore questioning the project's cost, timeline, and what he called the unconstitutional race and gender-based contracting practices. It's 8:05 with WCBM. Pick three lottery numbers 079. Your pick 4, 5007. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Comcast Business can help turn your small business into a connected, secure, modern business. It's how retailers become constantly connecting must-visit shops. How restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How healthcare offices become the data protecting caregivers that we all depend on. And how wealth management firms become cyber securing guardians of your information. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, and Wi-Fi backup, your business can stay connected and get threat ready with Comcast Business. Powering possibilities.
Get started with our reliable business internet. Plus, stay connected when you add Wi-Fi backup for just $35 a month. And ask about a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Call today. Restrictions apply. Wireless connect requires business internet for additional monthly charge. Taxes and other fees extra. Prepaid card offer ends 11/16/25.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary has got the day off today, and I'm Sean Casey sitting in for Gary. And the Silent Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys, Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Ravens back at it this weekend at the bank. They'll host the Texans, where they've won the last six games with Houston. Going to have to do it without quarterback Lamar Jackson and linebacker Roquan Smith, among the eight players that did not practice yesterday for the Ravens. Jackson still nursing that hamstring injury during Sunday's loss to the Chiefs. Thursday night football tonight, Rams and Niners. Major League Playoff Baseball. Well, the Dodgers advance to the NLDS, dispatching the Reds 8-4 in Game 2. Mookie Betts had four hits and three ribbies to help LA advance. In the National League's other wild card series, remember him, Manny Machado. And the Pods shut out the Cubs 3-0 to force decisive Game 3 today in the Windy City. Yankees even up their series, keeping their season alive with a 4-3, 4-3 victory over Boston. And the Guardians top the Tigers 6-1. Win-or-go-home contest later on today. And let's a look at Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Hour number three here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Joining us now on our Newsmaker Hotline is Dave Crawford. Dave is running for the first Republican to enter the race for Anne Arundel County Executive. Dave is a Severna Park businessman, volunteer fire chief, and he joins us now on our hotline. Good morning, David.
Morning, Dave.
Good morning.
All right, so I know that you're running, and part of your message is school safety, so let's get right to it. Old Mill High School has got signs up in the bathroom that people of whatever gender they identify with can use that bathroom of their choice. The school board, Anne Arundel County Executive, supports this decision. Are you okay with that?
No, I'm not okay with that. You know, I not really want to take on the school board and some of that, but, you know, I think there's, you know, basically two genders, male and female, and when it comes to that, I mean, I just kind of stand by that, and that's it.
Okay, when you talk about standing by that, you mean passing a rule or regulation at the county level saying there are two genders? I'll get used to it?
I would definitely address the part of two genders. You know, when you talk about passing, we have to bring a bill before the council, and the council has to vote on that to make it a bill. So that would be something that I would address and bring to them and push it, because I believe that there's two genders, and there's definitely not much discussion in that area.
If you were the Anne Arundel County Executive, would you support the federal 287G program that would enable Anne Arundel County Police and other law enforcement to assist the federal government in the in immigration law enforcement?
Yes, I would have to follow any law that the federal government comes to us with, and supporting our police. And I'm a big believer in supporting our police and just supporting the law. I mean, a crime is a crime, and no matter what it is, when you break the law, it has to be dealt with, and so I support that.
In the case that state law or county law says one thing. I think particularly about immigration. Where would you come down if the federal government says we need to get access? If ICE says we need access to prisoners that you have while they're still in the Huskow, instead of leaving back on the streets and we have to go and chase them down, how would you handle that situation?
Well, if they're, we have them incarcerated with us, and the federal government basically has due process to prove that they are, you know, I guess broke immigration laws to come mm-hmm. to this country, then I would defer to the federal government and work with them.
You know, there are a lot of people that now describe in Arundel County, which used to be, you know, fairly red, as now more purple. So how would you work with the Democrats in your county to get your agenda through?
I definitely work for the Democrats because, you know, I'm worried about Anne Arundel County, the citizens of Anne Arundel County, and doing the right for Anne Arundel County. And there's always both sides have good ideas, good suggestions, and then sometimes bad ideas and bad suggestions. So you have to work together because if my goal is not to make it better for every citizen in Anne Arundel County, then shame on me. And I believe working with the other side and finding common ground and making sure we take care of our citizens is the answer. So, you know, we sit down and we discuss, we talk, and we find good solutions for every citizen of the county. That's how I would do it.
Dave, please hang on. Dave Crawford is with us. We have more to come on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. First, let's make sure we get people to work on time. 813, traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Well, we're back up here at 95 North as you're coming up from the Beltway through White Marsh and trying to get out to Harford County. The area's 66-mile marker right here at Joppa Road. Construction overnight. They had a wreck in the construction zone. It's been a problem since way before 5 this morning, and we're still backed up, and they're trying to relocate some of the vehicles now to get them out of the accident scene. Multi-mile backup on 95 North. The express lanes are available. If you can get to the express lanes coming up from the city county line, that's the way to go. Otherwise, I would exit at White Marsh Boulevard, go over to Pulaski Highway, and then outbound from there to Harford County, picking up Mountain Road back over to 95 Beltway. Everything is normal on the Beltway. Both the tunnels are actually surprising this morning. Not bad at all on 95 and 895 right now southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. A chilly start, but sunshine, low 70s for the high today. Right now, we're at 53 in Glen Burnie and 50 in Forest Hill. On our newsmaker hotline, Dave Crawford is a Saferna Park resident, volunteer fire chief. He is running as the first Republican to announce as an executive, Anne Arundel County executive candidate. And, you know, Dave, we're looking at, it's been a rough year for Marylanders. Largest tax increase in history imposed on us by the governor and the Democrats who rule and dominate the state. How do you propose to keep property tax rates low in Anne Arundel County?
Well, I would make sure that we go back and we look at everybody's budget and make sure that, you know, we've got the right areas budgeted with the right amount of money and make sure that, you know, we keep the taxes where they're at or try to lower them. I mean, we have to have taxes because that's how we pay for our services. But the way we're raising taxes, I don't agree with. So that starts with, you know, are we fiscally responsible? Are we taking the time to look at how we're budgeting our money and where we're spending our money? And are we spending it wisely and basically with our due diligence? Plus, with that, you know, we have county services and, you know, our DPW, our teachers, our firefighters, our police officers. Everyone needs actually to be funded and funded correctly. And, yes, that's part of taxes, but I believe I can hold the line on taxes and look at our budgeting and make us much more effective in how we deliver services to the county.
Dave Crawford is with us, running for council in Anne Arundel County. Dave, let me ask, the idea somehow that you can simply jigger things around and make things work under current budgetary restraints, there's going to always be somebody who says, no, we need more money for police, for fire, for social services, for the children, for whatever the case might be. If you run up against the top of your money, there's no more tax money coming in, and you have a couple of competing groups come in, beyond simply saying, well, I'd sit down and charm them and make them happy again, how do you prioritize it? Which is more important? Are the police more important or is the fire department more important?
So it's interesting you say how you say that. I don't know if I would necessarily charm them versus showing them just in black and white where we're at, because I believe all our service providers need to know, bottom line, where we're at, the black and white part of it. And then prioritizing the dollars and cents, we have to look at the programs that need to be delivered with those dollars and cents. Do they make sense to fund those programs? And once again, I am a firm believer in our public safety and funding those folks, but it's really a matter of, you know, looking at, you know, what we need that money for and how we're going to spend that money. And, you know, is there alternate ways to get it? I mean, there's still, you know, some federal grants out there, state grants out there that, you know, we need to be very proactive in trying to bring in to help our public safety division. And just literally, I mean, some days it is having tough conversations.
Several of our listeners have inquired as to your thoughts on whether you would overturn the ban on plastic bags in the county.
I hadn't thought about that one, to be honest with you, but I'm not sure. I'd have to just sit down and think about that and spend some time on that, so I don't have a good answer for you there.
And we've seen an explosion of juvenile crime in the Baltimore Metro, including in Arundel County. And, of course, we know this is a failure at the state level, but it does trickle on down to the counties, and a lot of this falls into the laps of county executives. What would you propose to do to help with the increasing rate of juvenile crime in Anne Arundel County?
So, yeah, with your question there, Anne Arundel County, once again, is my main concern. I mean, we can look at what trickles down from the state, but it's Anne Arundel County. With that, it's sitting down with our police officers. And when I say that, police officer and their partners, other words, the county sheriff, county police. You know, I'd love to talk to the state police as well. And, you know, I think they have great ideas on how to do this and where to go about focusing our efforts on controlling juvenile crime. It is out of control. It's something that we'd have to handle internally in the county, because I know there's been some state laws passed on that, but you know, I'm worried about what we do in the county and how we handle it. And I believe in our police officers and the decisions they make. So I think having their input and seeing their direction, and they're down on the street every single day, so they know what they're dealing with and where these folks are and where the trouble spots are, and get their ideas and their suggestions. And then we come up with a plan between all our public safety in terms of police in the county, and we go out and institute that plan.
Do you feel you have a police department large enough for the job?
I said it once again, I'm sorry.
Do you have a police department large enough for the job?
No, I believe that we need more public safety officers. When I say public safety, I talk about sheriff and police. And I feel for those individuals, because I look at it this way. We're short police officers. You know, you can probably go anywhere in this country and come up with that. But then you got to look at that individual. You know, we have plenty of folks coming out of the military that are let's say, at least 50% trained, and then we go ahead and work with them. But, you know, why would you do a job that, at the end of the day, people talk bad about you or give you a hard time or just don't disrespect you? Anybody would think twice about applying and taking a position, and that's what we have to do better. We have to basically support our public safety officers, support what they do, and get folks back to understanding that the police officer is not a bad guy. He's a great guy. And if we can do that and we support them, I think we can make strides in attacking a lot of this juvenile crime and crime, period, because it'll give those folks the confidence and understanding that, you know, the people in the county are behind them because they want to be safe.
So if listeners want to volunteer, donate, or learn more about you, Dave, do you have a website you can share?
Yeah, it's crawfordforexec.com. So C-R-A-W-F-O-R-D for exec, E-X-E-C.com.
Very good. I'm sure we'll talk again in the near future. Dave, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for your time. I sure do appreciate it. And give me a call anytime.
Yeah. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate your time.
Pleasure. That's Dave Crawford running for Anne Arundel County Executive. It's 8:21. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
The Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville is having a spectacular pig roast September 19th and 20th. But there's never a time from the moment you arrive. The aroma will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, homemade desserts that taste just like mom made, and so much more. While you're there, stop by Twin Brooks Furniture,
for incredible ideas and unbeatable value. Open Thursday and Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 8 to 4. Start a new tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market, York Road in Cockeysville. Looking for fun just off Route 140 and 795? Well, swing by Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. We've got three mini golf courses, a driving range with lights, and a 9-hole executive course that's perfect for all skill levels, from family fun to serious practice. It's all here, next to the Reisterstown Sportsplex. Mitchell's Golf Complex, open daily. Golf, fun, close to home. Call 410-833-7721 or on the web at mitchellsgolf.com.
Hey guys, it's Rob Carson. If your kitchen or bath is ready for an upgrade, it's time to call the experts at John Hagee Remodeling. Choose chic cabinet refacing for a brand new look without the time, mess, and cost of custom remodeling, or let their design experts plan your complete kitchen or bath remodel. Either way, you get award-winning craftsmanship and customer service. See some of their amazing work at johnhagee.com. That's John, H-E-A-G-Y. Or stop by their showroom on York Road in Hunt Valley. Call John Hagee Remodeling today.
Farmers and ranchers, when it's time to buy or sell ag equipment, think Purple Wave Auction. We're your go-to online marketplace for tractors, combines, sprayers, and more. With our no-reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Experience the Purple Wave difference. Nationwide reach with a local touch. Purple Wave Auction. Whether you're expanding your operation or streamlining your fleet, we've got you covered. Visit purplewave.com today. Fuel your farm with Purple Wave Auction.
The Rob Carson Show.
Nearly 60% of immigrants in Minnesota are there fraudulently, mostly in Ilhan Omar's district with Somalians.
That's right. I'm your daddy.
Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
823 Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
At both the Harbor Tunnels, nothing major there. Just looked at the JFX, checking on that. Everything's okay. Even the Beltway, for the most part, is running just a normal heavy traffic, maybe even a little bit lighter right now through the area. A little slow, northbound 95 coming up from the Beltway towards Camden Yards, right in that area around the bridge at DeSoto Road, Washington Boulevard. Speed reduction there. Now, the big problem has been, since way before the rush hour began this morning, construction, they do it every night, northbound near the bridge at Joppa Road, north of White Marsh Boulevard. We started with that. We had a wreck in the construction area, and it really created havoc. It's been there since well before 5 this morning, and they're still working at the scene. The word is right now some of the vehicles may be getting towed away, but it's still solid. It's still backed up well before White Marsh Boulevard. That's the main line. If you have the option way back there at the city line to take the express lanes, and you're going out to Harford County, costs you a couple of dollars. I don't know. What's it cost for the express lanes now? $1.25?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
You have to have 10 items or less.
Okay, mm-hmm. Good. Okay.
Yeah. And a passenger in the trunk.
I'm sorry, Ashton. And you have 2 blow-up dolls in your car, Mr. Casey, so you qualify for the HOV. Northbound express lanes are better. 95 northbound, Pulaski Highway to Mountain Road. You can get away from all of that. You can get away from this right now. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Sunny today, highs and low 70s. Tonight back down around 50. Tomorrow again sunny, highs and low 70s. So mostly sunny, 54 right now in the city. And it is 65 and windy in Ocean City. A little warmer down by the water. It's 8:25. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. So you'll never guess, or maybe you will. Time Magazine has a list of 100 of the most influential people of 2025. And they break them up into artists and advocates and innovators and leaders and so on and so forth. So under the leaders category, who do you think? And there's a Maryland connection here. So
it's a Maryland
connection.
Name.
A Maryland connection.
This is under the age of 40. Is this a young pole or just anybody in the world?
The rising stars.
Rising stars.
Rising stars.
A younger pole. Rising stars. Maryland. Oh, no, it's not. Oh, come on now.
Let me tell you some of the ones they have named. Byron Donalds, of Congressman of Florida. Caroline Leavitt, White House Press Secretary. Erica Kirk, of Turning Point USA. Are just some of the people, and a lot of names you won't recognize unless you're into certain fields, but this is a specific politician here in Maryland.
Well, this, There's only one politician who meets the qualifications as far as being up and rising, and that would be Brandon Scott.
It is. Brandon Scott.
He ranks up there with the rest of what you just named.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. and they say because of the decline in homicides in the city through September, compared to the same time last year, Baltimore's down 30% decrease in homicides, 21% in non-fatal shootings, according to the mayor's office. And the magazine cited the mayor's public health approach to public safety, calling Scott's efforts a model for others facing similar challenges.
And that goes on to him. It's not anybody else. It's Brandon Scott who's done this.
Yeah.
No other elected official in the law enforcement area has done anything about this but Brandon Scott.
Brandon Scott is taking credit for the former U.S. Attorney Eric Barron.
Yeah.
Remember, he went yes. with the Al Capone. We're gonna get you any way we can, whether it's on tax evasion. Then we had Ivan Bates bring a toothbrush. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And so we had a change in city state's attorney. Of course, we've had a lot more people getting the trigger pullers, the BPD,
yep.
and others, getting trigger pullers off the streets and repeat violent offenders. Mayor Scott continues to double down on his group violence reduction strategy and that horrific criminal enterprise called Safe Streets.
So he gets it rather than Ivan Bates.
He gets the credit. Well, he's been taking the credit.
Yes.
And so you would think, well, I mean, I think Ivan Bates may be a little bit older than Brandon Scott, but not by much, I would think. But Ivan Bates isn't a rising star, but Brandon Scott is. Because this is,
they smell
Governor Moore is going to be exiting the governor's mansion, and that will open the path for Mayor BS to be Governor BS. Oh, look at Kristen wincing.
She's happy about that, man.
I'm telling you, on the other side.
She's signing up for the campaign right now.
Folks, there's a way you can stop this. I'm just saying, have you heard of Ed Hill? He's running for governor yes. here in the... And he does have a press conference at the Key Bridge, about the Key Bridge, coming up a little bit later on this morning. But again, really? Brandon Scott and public health? What the hell has he done for public health? And they say because drug overdoses are down. Drug overdoses are down because addicts are treating themselves with Narcan
yes.
and other products that are readily available.
Treating themselves with their friends.
Yeah.
As long as somebody in your group has Narcan, you're good to go.
Yeah, there's a lot of things you could say about Brandon Scott. Rising star would not be one of them that would immediately leap to mind.
But these are people who probably don't get into the weeds and actually say, does this individual, in all cases, does this individual deserve the plaudits he or she is getting? Or is it someone else who's actually doing the work? In other words, I have no idea who writes what Jasmine Crockett says out loud. But if it's all her, do you call her a rising star? Or do you call her some kind of a leftist gadfly with outrageous things to say? I mean, how do you quantify that stuff?
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. I'm sorry.
Can I just pop in? I don't know. Like, last year, I watched all the Key Bridge press conferences where it was Westmore, and they trotted out all the Democrats. It was Gene Maryland, and they had Brandon Scott and the congressman and whatever. I'm sorry. Brandon Scott is not impressive in their lineup. He doesn't speak very well. He doesn't come across as very smart. Now, I don't agree with any of them, but as far as politicians, the others are way better polished, more polished, well-spoken. So, I don't know. But maybe that doesn't matter. We also have Joe Biden and Kathy Kolsmeyer. So I don't know what their bar is, but
he's not
the most impressive star they have in the lineup.
He's a rising star, according to Time magazine. All right, so you may want to weigh in on that. 410-922-6680. Up next, Governor Moore blaming President Trump and only President Trump for the Schumer shutdown. It's time for News Headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. The Key Bridge, or the new Key Bridge, is going to have piles. At least that's what they're driving into the ground right now. The MDTA says the first Key Bridge test pile has been installed in the Patapsco, and all 12 steel piles will be installed and evaluated for load-bearing capacity and the potential for being a part of the new bridge. The bridge was struck by a cargo ship in March 2024. Remember the Dolly? It led to the collapse of the span and the deaths of 6 construction workers. Funding for the rebuild was passed by Congress in December before Donald Trump became president. Last month, Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy sent a letter to Governor Wes Moore questioning the project's cost, timeline, and what he called the unconstitutional race and gender-based contracting practices. Baltimore County Police are investigating a deadly accident in Dundalk. Police say a pickup truck hit a skateboarder, Merritt Boulevard at Westfield Road, shortly before 6 a.m. Wednesday. The victim, Jose Romero Alvarez, was taken to the hospital. He was pronounced dead. Police say the driver involved in the crash remained at the scene, and the investigation is ongoing. A bouncer faces an aggravated assault charge after a video of his chokehold on a man in Federal Hill went viral. The September 27th incident happened outside the Cross Keys Public House, and Wednesday, a 41-year-old Kevin Weaver surrendered to Baltimore police. He was the bouncer. He reportedly worked for security services, was not employed by the Cross Street Public House. The restaurant is no longer using that particular security company. And Maryland's AG, Anthony Brown, has joined a coalition of 21 attorneys general in filing a lawsuit to block new restrictions on federal funding to support survivors of domestic violence and other violent crimes. Coming up on 8:32 on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, The Morning Drive. Next, it's WCBM Traffic and Weather on the Threes.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. He's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Ever wonder why Big Wireless wants you on unlimited plan? They probably want you to cover the cost of those 20-somethings using all that data every month. But most people 50 and up like me only use 12 gigs or less. Don't get bamboozled by Big Wireless. Switch to Consumer Cellular. Our plans start at just $20, and we use the same towers as the big guys. Join the millions who choose something better, because if you're not using all that data, you're probably getting used.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM. Visit ConsumerCellular.com/fax or a store near you. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Pick three lottery numbers, 079, pick 4, 5007, and now, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
Late backup is still there, and it's been there since early this morning, 4 o'clock hour, even before that, actually, northbound 95 above White Marsh Boulevard, construction overnight, accident in the construction zone, and they're still looking at delays for the traffic northbound. It's trying to get a little bit better at the bridge at Joppa Road, but it's really not getting any place fast. So again, if you're backed up before White Marsh Boulevard, you can go to White Marsh to Pulaski Highway, go outbound from there. If you have the option all the way back at the city-county line, pick up the express lanes, cost you a couple of bucks, but better than sitting at a 3-mile backup on the northbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a chilly start to the day with temperatures beginning in the upper 40s, low 50s. Bright and sunny this afternoon with highs headed for the low 70s. Clear skies and cool temperatures again tonight. Lows fall into the low 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary's off for the morning. I'm Sean Casey with Stein on Sports, brought to you by Greenman Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Ravens hosting the Texans at the bank this Sunday, but they'll have to do without the services of quarterback Lamar Jackson with that hamstring injury and linebacker Roquan Smith. Eight players did not practice for the Ravens yesterday. Cooper Rush gets the start for the Ravens, trying to turn things around from last Sunday's loss to the Chiefs. Tonight, Thursday Night Football, Rams hosting the Niners. Elsewhere in Major League Baseball playoffs, the Dodgers advance to the NLDS after dispatching the Reds 8-4 in Game 2. Padres shut out the Cubs 3-0 to force a decisive Game 3 in the Windy City. The Yankees over the Red Sox to keep their season alive 4-3 in the Bronx. Elsewhere, the Cleveland Indians, now Guardians, toppled the Tigers 6-1 to force a win-or-go-home contest later on today. On the ice tonight, Caps continue their preseason schedule. They'll face the Bruins. They beat the Bruins 5-2 in their first exhibition game. They'll face the Bruins again, regular season opener, next week. Maryland Terps return from their bye. The Terps will play the first conference home game Saturday against the Washington Huskies. Georgetown returns home against Morgan State, and Towson also has a home game this weekend against conference foe Elon. And that's a look at Stein on Sports.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired?
Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, Memorial Park to Brooklyn Park. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's time to go in depth with Mackenzie Frost and, of course, Fox 45. It'll happen tonight at 5 o'clock. Morning, Mackenzie.
Morning, Mackenzie.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Doing fine. So this week you sat down with Baltimore County executive candidates on the Democrat side of the aisle. They've got an upcoming primary. They are four Democrats. Is that right? Four running?
Yep, that is correct.
Yeah. So what did you find out? What did you ask them?
Yeah, it was pretty wide-ranging interviews for all of them. You know, we talked to three of the four candidates, got back to us for the interviews, so that's who we talked to. And, you know, everyone kind of has their own vision. It's going to be pretty competitive with three current council members and then an outsider with Nick Stewart vying for it. Everyone wants to kind of look at ways to grow the population. That was a consistent theme throughout the interviews, growing the population and kind of expanding the tax base and generating more revenue for the county seems to be a priority for almost everybody, while at the same time making sure that, you know, everyone feels safe in their community and that the government has trust in their members.
Mackenzie, in interviewing the individuals you're talking about, do they all seem on the ball? Do they all seem competent and they all have a similar knowledge base? Is it just a matter of difference in philosophy, or is there a competency question anywhere along the road?
I wouldn't say that. No, I think that everybody seems really, you know, pretty on the ball. Even someone like Nick Stewart, who, you know, isn't a member of the current council like the other three. Everybody seems to have a pretty good grasp of what they believe will be what it takes to lead the county forward. It's just a matter of, I think, what voters want and who they believe will be the best person to kind of get the job done. You know, one of the big issues that did come up was the inspector general and kind of the view of transparency and the role, especially as the issue of expansion in the role to the schools comes up. That was something that was different depending on which candidate you talked to.
Now, it's interesting. You'd say that they all, almost to a person, had said they want to grow the population and, you know, to meet the needs of the county. The county has been growing on a regular basis because a lot of people in the city are voting with their feet and
right,
and leaving the city. So do you get a sense that the current county government services aren't meeting the needs, or is it that they want to expand government? That's the reason why they want more, because more population means more taxes and more growth.
I think it's more about expanding the availability of a lot of the issue with housing, right? There, a lot of the candidates say that there's a housing problem. There's not enough available housing for people as people look to move into the county. So how does government address that, whether that's through working to provide more affordable housing or kind of stripping some of the red tape when it comes to permitting so that houses can get built faster? Is it redeveloping certain areas of the county to bring in more housing? So there's different approaches to kind of accomplishing that goal. And then if you don't believe that that is a necessary thing, then a lot of these candidates might not be for you.
Okay, in that case, expanded housing where? I think about some of the areas that are still slated for ag purposes only. You get north in the county, for example, then you're talking about protected areas. Are these talking about, well, let's go ahead and take arbitrarily one of the big farms up in northern county and subdivide it into doctor boxes?
I don't think so. That didn't come up specifically about looking at protected land. I think a lot of it is looking at what is currently kind of in the area that's already developed and redeveloping it. You know, one of the issues, one of the topics that came up was the Lutherville Station, or what to do with Security Square Mall and how to redevelop some of those areas while also bringing in housing and attracting more people, more businesses to some of those areas that have arguably sat idle for quite some time, that these candidates say that the county could redevelop and bring back more business and generate more revenue.
Well, talking about those kinds of areas, the predicate on all this is people, I think, in the county, in the city, no matter where you are in this country, they want a couple of very basic things. No matter what race you are, religion you are, you want safe streets and good schools. And if you can provide those two things in any area in the county, then any of these individuals you're talking with are on a good path to being a good county executive. But I've not heard any plans from them, perhaps you have, as to exactly how they're going to work for safe streets and good schools.
Yeah, we talked about schools overcrowding was a big issue, and then public safety was one of the biggest topics that we talked about. The candidates say that they agree that people won't move if they don't feel safe and that public safety is the top priority. I haven't interviewed a candidate who hasn't said that public safety is the top priority. I think that that is something that they know that voters want to hear. One of the things that was brought up was recruiting more officers to the Baltimore County Police Department. And how do you do that, especially knowing that surrounding jurisdictions are kind of facing the same thing and everyone is recruiting and trying to go after the same people. So how do you make Baltimore County more attractive for somebody instead of going elsewhere when everyone needs police officers? So that was something that we also discussed.
Yeah, I would think when it comes to public safety, of course, there have been a lot of stories about Towson recently, Middle River, Essex, where it seems like the crime rates have been increasing. Did they address those specifically?
Not the specific instances, but what some of the issues when it comes to some of those, you know, the domestic issues that we have seen more frequently in Baltimore County. You know, one of the candidates talked about the issue of, is it a mental health problem? And does that mean that Baltimore County needs to step up its mental health services to ensure that people are getting the resources that they need so they don't escalate into something like that? And so that was a conversation that was also brought up. But I will say that the candidates did make it a point to say that they won't be able to accomplish their goals of growing the county's tax base to have better schools and to have more resources if people don't move to the county and if people won't move there if they don't feel safe. So it is all related in that sense.
All right, very good. It's 8:43. Mackenzie's going to stay with us for another couple minutes here, and time now to get a check on traffic.
Chuck Whitaker.
Early ride now, or actually the late ride, the early ride was busy this morning as you're going up on 95. And then at the construction zone above White Marsh Boulevard, they had a wreck that happened around 4 o'clock or so this morning. That backup is still there and still affecting 95 North coming up from White Marsh Boulevard trying to get out into Harford County. The express lanes are open. You get the express lanes way back down by the city-county line, but they're moving just fine. But the traffic north from White Marsh coming up to White Marsh Boulevard is still in gridlock. So some of the traffic is on White Marsh over to Pulaski Highway and then outbound from there into Harford County and eventually back over towards 95. Beltway looks great. Both the tunnels in really good shape and we're fine for the late trip on the JFX south of Ruxton Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny, cooler today, but nice. It's going to be in the low 70s tonight. Chilly down to 50, and then sunny again in the low 70s tomorrow. Right now, 55 in Parkville, 60 in Arnold. On our Newsmaker Hotline, Mackenzie Frost of Fox 45 going in-depth tonight, talking with Baltimore County Executive Democrat candidates for the upcoming primary, of which three are on the council. You pointed that out, Mackenzie. And they really didn't distinguish themselves with this Kelly Madigan story with the Office of Inspector General. In fact, two of them, Julian Jones and Pat Young, voted against Kelly Madigan. Did they address their votes and what happened there?
Yeah, that was one of the big issues that I brought up with Julian Jones. Pat Young was a candidate who did not get back to us, so we weren't able to do an interview with him, so we did not discuss anything with him. But Julian Jones did discuss that, and I pressed him on, you know, why he voted for Khadijah Walker and kind of walked me through his whole process. And he still stands by what happened and how he voted in that entire process. He argues that it was politicized and that some of the other members just kind of were part of the political problem, he said, and he felt like he was just doing his job, which was an interesting conversation, and I would, you know, recommend listening and watching that. One of the other things, too, is the county is looking to expand the OIG's role and give the power of, you know, the schools to the Inspector General, and that is something that will be discussed during the legislative session in January. And Julian Jones says that he does not think that that is a good idea. He does not support that, which he's the only one that we talked to so far that has had that opinion.
You're talking about things that are available to county residents, and of course part of the population of county residents ends up being relative youth, I mean between the ages of 18 and 30. And I think most particularly something that happened just last week, Green Turtles Towson, apparently Thirsty Thursdays has been quite a thing for them, and yeah. It's led to excesses. So did any of the Democrats say, this is how you're going to handle all this? Did they talk about that aspect of what's going on the county?
A little bit, yeah. That did come up a little bit with one of the members who talked about, you know, kind of how they have addressed that problem so far, and they felt like the solution, this was before the Green Turtle kind of went through the licensing problem that they had, but one of the issues that they said was they felt like they had addressed the issue by helping and bringing in more law enforcement resources and even working with sheriffs to bring them in to make sure that people in that region in the Towson area felt safe so that people could still go out and, you know, participate in bar culture if they wanted to, but do it in a way that was safe. And if they did act up, they would be held accountable. And there was enough law enforcement there to make sure that that happened.
Did anybody say, a quick follow-up, if I might, did anybody say, this is the responsibility of the people at Green Turtle? They should have hired private security in the first place, rather than saying, we're going to use our police force instead of patrolling around the county to stand around and watch a bunch of 23-year-olds get drunk?
That was not an answer that we heard, no.
Amazing.
All right, last question, Mackenzie, and that is, did any of these candidates at your interview, because this has been a very controversial topic in Baltimore County, among others, is MPRP, the power line project that's going to go through northern parts of Baltimore County, and they may use eminent domain to yeah. take people's lands, farm, property. Did any of them discuss that or bring that up?
MPRP was not brought up by any of the candidates that we talked to so far. And I know that that has been a major problem for a lot of people. And, you know, even state lawmakers in that region have really been at the forefront of that. But for the county executive candidates that we talked to, it was not brought up.
Did any of them vow to keep property rates where they are, or were they open to property rate tax increases?
They did not say that they would be, they did not vow to keep them where they were, but they did say that making sure that people, it was affordable to live there in Baltimore County was a priority. So I guess as a viewer and as a voter, you would have to interpret that as you want.
Okay. All right, we'll find out tonight at 5 o'clock, Fox 45, Mackenzie Frost in depth. Mackenzie, always a pleasure. Talk to you next Thursday.
Sounds good. Thank you, guys. Have a good week.
You do the same. Time now for the feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
You know, it's a Fat Bear Week.
You know, Fat Bear Week.
Fat Bear Week.
I mean, Chuck is going to walk around naked?
Do they? No. That's a different fat bear.
Okay.
This is B-E-A-R. This is a B-A-R-E.
Ah.
Yeah. Big difference.
I see.
Anyway, I should say, it's brought to you by Town Appliance, Reisterstown Road, for all your appliance needs in Owings Mills. And so, Fat Bear Week is really when the bears start fattening up for hibernation
yep.
in the coming weeks. And a grizzly bear named Chunk Chunk Whitaker.
Chunk.
Chunk won this year's Fat Bear Week contest. He managed to get himself nice and fattened up for winter despite a broken jaw. Here is naturalist Mike Fritz talking about Chunk's big win.
The nearly chubby have been winnowed away. We are left with a clash of titans. The two Fat Bear finalists are quintessential examples of success and adaptation and survival in the bear world. Our two finalists in Fat Bear Week, 856 and Chunk, are specimens of success. Chunk used his determination and adaptability to persevere through injury. Despite his broken jaw, he remains one of the biggest and fattest bears at Brooks River, and he used his determination and adaptability to persevere.
Yes. Oh, very good for him.
That is the winner of Fat Bear Week. We're nicknaming Chunk Whitaker. Feel good. It's brought to you by Town Appliance.
He's going to be so happy with
right
you.
Just down road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance in Owings Mills. You're going to meet Mayor and Mayor, and they'll help you make the best choice. Whether you're remodeling or replacing, they'll guide you through all their brands, like Electrolux and Frigidaire. Over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget, they will customize it just for you. This is a family-run store that actually treats you like family. Skip the big box chaos and take it from me. Once you walk into their showroom, be prepared to be amazed, like I was. TownAppliance.com, powered by family, trusted by yours.
Hi, I'm Linda, and my dad, Mark, has been helping thousands of families for over 32 years with Metropolitan Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. He believes in fair prices and making it easier for families by helping them qualify for valuable manufacturer MBGE rebates. Dad has financing at zero interest for up to 2 years. Even more, he's offering a $79 furnished checkup plus $50 off your first service call. Call 443-837-4278 and let my dad turn any HVAC issue into an energy-efficient system for years ahead. Visit us at GoMetropolitan.com today.
Planning your upcoming wedding or special event? Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills will create a menu for your special event and create a room block for your out-of-town guest. Enjoy their indoor pool and fitness center. Wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast at the grill. Reach out to Lori Ruby in the sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call 410-654-0030. You can always count on Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
Hi, this is Rod Barrowy. Be sure to listen to our top nationally ranked Safe Retirement Solutions radio show right here on WCBM every Thursday evening from 6 to 7 and Saturday morning from 11 to 12 exclusively on WCBM.
8:53 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker, or actually Chunk Whitaker.
So we'll go with that, huh?
Well, apparently that's the new name.
Who said that?
Mr. Casey said that.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's just, you can disregard that.
Well, no. I mean, I only do what I'm told to do here. So, yeah. It's... All right, Chunk, what are we looking at?
Okay, Bruce. Thank you so much.
Yeah, sure. No problem.
Northbound 95 is still slow. This situation there, White Marsh Boulevard, been here all morning. It looks like just now they're starting. This is the best pace we've seen yet. Right here at Joppa Road, they're actually moving 5-10 miles an hour, which is better than it's been all morning long. So we're still backed up before White Marsh Boulevard. Again, if you're back there, you're coming up 95 out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel, trying to get to the city county line. You see the sign that says Express Lane? Take it. Pay the extra bucks. Go right on past all this situation here at White Marsh Boulevard. It's trying to get better, but it's going to take, even once they clear everything out, it'll still take 30 to 35 minutes to get back to normal through that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Chuck, do they still make the Chunky candy bar?
Yeah, why do you ask?
I'm just curious.
Yeah, you're curious.
I haven't seen it in the aisles for a long time.
I could see this in the aisle.
It could just be that they've all been eaten by their namesake, of course.
Is that a fact?
During Fat Bear Week.
It could be. That's a guess.
There's not much script left for the end of the show? Is that why we're doing this?
Script?
We just want to get your day off on the right foot.
Yeah.
Oh, I got a day off?
Yeah.
My day's over now. You're a pain in the ass.
Have a good one.
I'm going to do it right now.
Weather Authority forecast. Bye. Sunny today. Low 70s. Tonight clear and down to 50 again. Pretty much sunny tomorrow and a high in the low 70s right now. 56 in Parkville. 57 in Glen Burnie.
Today's traffic update is sponsored by Michael's Cafe. Family owned. Locally loved.
Kim Plisick Live coming up next right after the 9 o'clock news, and she's just beaming with the news that Brandon Scott named one of the
that's right.
top... How did you know that was on the top of my list?
I just know where you're going. I know what floats your boat.
Yes, Mayor Brandon Scott, Times top 100 list. Now, I don't know which number he is.
Well, they just kind of clumped them all together.
Okay, that's what happened.
I don't think they ranked them. They just said he was one of the in the leaders category.
Okay. I wonder how Ivan Bates feels about this story.
Yeah, that was my observation right away.
Yeah, because he's taking Ivan's credit. Anyways, we'll say congratulations, right? He's on the list. We are going to talk about that, though. He also made some comments at a press conference yesterday in regards to the top 2%, and he tried to do some math from the podium, which I don't suggest for anybody to try. Okay? Not even Brandon Scott. Well, for sure not Brandon Scott. But I would say no one should try to do math from the podium. And we're going to talk about that. Also, in studio today at 10 a.m., we've got Bernie Flowers. He has filed to run in Congressional District number 3. So we'll get some information on him.
So Sarah Elforth has an opponent.
Yes. Yep, right out the gate. So he's getting started early. And then speaking of which, Congressman Byron Donalds has raised $31.5 million already for his gubernatorial race.
He's also on the list with Brandon Scott.
Is he on the list?
Yes.
I didn't see that yet. Okay, well, congratulations to him. My question to you, because they're still talking about Casey DeSantis possibly getting in this race, how do you overcome $31.5 million even before Thanksgiving?
Yeah, that's a big number.
That's a huge number.
That's a huge number. And so, again, I don't know. I hate when we have really good candidates running and they're well financed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And other people get in the race. Find something else to run for.
Yeah.
You know? That way, we need more troops in Washington. We really do.
Or move to a state where it might be a little bit harder, but you're a good candidate and get in there.
Yeah.
I take a Casey here in Maryland. I wouldn't mind.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have one right here.
Yes, I do have a Casey. But one that we can throw in the
Not
ring.
Not ever.
So we'll talk about that. And, of course, the superintendent from Iowa. More information coming out about him. So we'll talk about all that more.
Yeah, they knew. He was lying and hired him anyway.
Crazy.
Yes.
Oh, that's all right.
Yeah.
Classic.
we'll
can't
talk
wait.
About
Kim's
it.
Coming up next right after 9 o'clock news.
Thanks.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, Stewie, time for The View.
No, not again!
How do you blame the Democrats for a shutdown when you have all the votes?
I don't think you can, because if you look at polling, the majority of Americans will blame the Republicans if there is a shutdown, because they do run the House, the Senate, and the presidency. That's what polling showed just this morning.
Did it really? No, actually it didn't. That was Joy Behar and Sunny Hostin on The View, where Sunny Hostin, apparently she read the newspaper standing on her head, because that's exactly the opposite of what the polls are showing. The polls rather uniformly are showing that we correctly say that Chuck Schumer has shut this down. This is the Schumer shutdown. There are no two ways about it. But it's nice to know they still live in that alternate reality, because it gives us lots of fodder for a conversation. And that's it. If you're thinking about selling your home in this shifting market, my number one recommendation is Vinny Steele. If you've tried selling your home and it didn't sell, maybe your listing has expired, you listed with somebody else, call Vinny. Vinny Steele is Maryland's real estate expert. He makes buying and selling your home very, very simple. He makes buying your home simple because he can offer multiple cash offers to get you the most money for your home in your time frame. Vinny's stats are very impressive, and that's what you go by. Over 12,700 buyers in waiting. These are folks who are actively looking for a home, perhaps your home in your neighborhood, and they're looking for home sales around 3.5 times faster and 3% more than the average agent. That's great numbers. Vinny's going to sell your home at your agreed-on price and possession date, or here's the real slam home, man. He'll buy it himself. Don't just take my word for it. Check out Vinny's amazing 5-star reviews online. When you are ready to sell your home and you want the most money for your home, do your homework. Call the pro that I would trust. Call or text Vinny Steele, 410-709-7515, or visit VinnySteele.com. That's S-T-E-O, VinnySteele.com.
Stay tuned for Kim. We're back tomorrow morning, bright and early at 6 a.m. on CBM. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
See you in the morning.
This is the right choice for Maryland.